Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everybody. Woo! Yes. So much is going on, so much energy in the air. Definitely, we know the show is going to be there tonight. So good to see everyone in the house. Good to have you guys in the house tonight. Of course, you know, tonight is going to be part two. We're going to be doing Q&A. Brother Panic is live here with us in the room, and he's going to be coming on in just a moment, taking your occult questions. We'll be discussing a couple of things and then getting right to it. Good to see everyone here. I see the chat room is all. Oh, what a warm welcome you guys gave me. Phone lines. I see you guys are here. Our internet listeners is in the house. I see Dan is in the house. The UK is in as well. Canada's in the house. Japan is in the house. China's in the house tonight. We got a lot of folks in the house tonight. Also have Germany listening. So big ups to all of our European listeners over there, all over France, everywhere. Hey, everywhere over there. It's so good to have you in the house. Good to have you here. Good to see you guys. It is Sunday night. It is March 11th, 2012, and you're live in The Remix. So I want to give a shout out to every guys. Hear me okay in the chat room there. I want to make sure that I'm coming through loud and clear, so put a heart in the room. If you guys can hear me, okay. Also, want to let you know Jamaica's in the house as well, too. Okay. Good to see you guys. Good to see everybody in the house. Good that we can be heard. If you did chance to download the last show, you know, both here on Friday nights doing Q&A as well, that is definitely the show to go back and download that show and all the shows that are here. You can download them directly here at The Remix, simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And that's how you're here to The Remix and download the shows. Or you can also go over to, you guys said I'm fading a little bit. I don't know if that's anything we can do anything on my end. I hear myself clear. And I know some of you are hearing me loud and clear too. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll just keep it going from there. So it's good to see everyone in the house. If you're new, I want to say welcome, and welcome you to listening and joining us here live in the forum tonight. Know that you can also go ahead and sign up right here at The Remix. Sign up right here at The Remix. Come on in the chat room. Tell us who you are. The Remix family is going to make you feel very welcome to come join us in the forum tonight, and you can also do that. So feel free, come on in, sign up, tell us who you are. That way you can stay in touch with us and with The Remix family here. We're going to get right into it. Want to just say welcome to everyone. Want to thank everyone, as always, for all of your work that you guys are out there doing, all of the emails that have been coming in. Thank you to all of you guys for doing your and being here in this space. Now, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on so we can get right into the share. You guys know that going on this coming up this Sunday, which is 18th, this next Sunday coming up, March the 18th, is going to be the lecture that Brother Panic is having in Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to be hosting Dr. Arlene Bay. He's going to be there. So, you guys, if you're getting ready way down there, I don't think it's too late to get tickets. I think you can still do that. And Brother Panic is going to come on and tell you guys all about it. I know those of you who are going, you spoke to me inside the sessions. You're all hyped. You're ready to go. Ready to go have some fun and join everybody down there in the ATL with everybody that's going to be joining. It's going to be a great, great share. And I know you're going to have so much fun. So don't forget the 18th. If you want to find information, email Brother Panic at AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. So let's get ready. We're going to dance a little bit. We're still going to dance a little bit. I think this will be good to kind of shift some things up here as we get ready to give it the share that is coming up with Brother Panic. And oh, I'm so glad you mentioned it. I'm going to be giving away some cards, and Brother Panic is going to be giving them out at the lecture. So the Oracle deck, it's good to go. I'm going to be giving away some gifts. So that's going to be my presence there, giving away some gifts there down in the ADL. So, all right, here we go. Let's get up. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to dancing a little bit, just kind of moving around a little bit. I don't know about it's been a very, very beautiful Sunday. Very beautiful Sunday day. And it's just getting more lovely as the evening goes on. So here we go, Baby Blue. We're going to dance a little bit, and then we're going to get ready for Brother Panic.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will. Thank you.
everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Blue, and you are Lonix. We're going to be doing Q&A questions with Brother Panic joining us here in the forum. This is actually part two, so let's go ahead and welcome Brother Panic.
Please, can you hear me, Miss Blue?
Peace, Brother Panic. Yes,
right.
I can hear you. Hear me okay?
Yes, you're a little bit in and out. Sounds like there's a little bit internet lag, but I think we still can make it happen.
Okay. We'll see if we can fix that.
Okay.
Yes, you're good to go. Good to have you here in the forum. You know, there's a few things to kind of speak on before we actually get to the question and answer. Definitely. Everybody's ready?
Well, we want to get down with the crown. You know, still doing this little promotion, and you know, it's a delight to go to these events, and it seems, you know what I mean? Because I barely go out. You know, my whole claim to fame is sitting at my desk on Blog Talk. You know what I mean? The lazy man's lecture. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a studio gangster. You know what I mean? I don't go out to these lectures and all that. But it seems, you know, I guess a lot of people is tuning in because every conscious gathering I seem to go to, oh, you're Brother Panic and I've got an earth tag and I'm high right now, nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just was reading Psychomancy. So I guess the Remix family is a little bit thicker than even first pronounced. You get what I'm saying? Somebody asked me, do I have any children? Shit. If we want to look at it in the Remix teaching context, shit, you know. Now, I went to 5 points, you know, met some folks. People talking about this lecture is going to be the biggest thing going. So there's still tickets. You guys got a week. If you're on the fence, it's time to get your ass off. Email atlantalectures@hotmail.com. atlantalectures@hotmail.com. If you ain't heard about this thing, then you don't deserve to come by now. So you need to come on down. You know, we also went to the Black National Caucus of Gathering of Negroes too. Ooh, that was a funny one. You know what I'm saying? There's a few conscious folks there, but mostly it was a lot of black folks that have a lot of dreams. You know what I mean? Aspirations. But no lie, Remix fam was in the house. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, are you Brother Panic? Yes. So shout out to Sister Jennifer. Yeah, she do up her gang sign. She do up her Miss Blue gang sign. And, you know, it was on. So shout out to the Sister Jennifer who listened to Friday's show. She was already current. You know what I'm saying? I know what you mean. I'm gang banging with you, player. So she was at the National Black Caucus of Black Americans, you know, that want to build the boats and shit, or whatever they was trying to do. So, but there was one annoying-ass lady at the goddamn door. You know what I mean? Oh, these flyers. Whew, they say holy orgasm. This shit right here got to stop. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, okay. And she's like, that, we got policy here. You know what I'm saying? None of these kids, there's about every bit of two stupid kids running around, you know what I'm saying? If the kids see these flyers, I'm like, you know, one may be your daughter, ma'am, and she don't look too bright, like she could read. And even if she did, she would have been a better child if you was having a holy orgasm, you know what I'm saying? So she swept up the flyers. She put a little stop to that there game right there, you know what I'm saying? Put a little stop to that. But the sister Tassili was there. She has a restaurant in Atlanta at the West End, all vegan. And, you know, she's been doing it for quite some time. And she'll be at the lecture also serving. So she took the flyers, took care of them, so on and so forth. That's who Jennifer is there working with. So everybody who's anybody will be in the house. And like I said, we're going to try to keep this going, you know, once a month at least. It seems to be a lot of work. But King Cook is soon going to be helping out. If y'all don't know who King Cook is, he sells the Spirit Gateways. You can email him at Spirit Gateways, and he'll explain to you exactly what that is. Very powerful stuff, chakra dolls, so on and so forth. Very powerful things that he makes that you can have in your house, a balance, connecting with spirits, protecting the house, you name it. But he has a whole system going on. You email him for more information, spiritgateways@gmail, I believe it is, gmail.com. He's going to be helping with the lectures. He'll also be in the house on the 18th, this Sunday. And Miss Blue is going to, the Oracle cards are in effect, and this is how we're going to give them out. This is the fairest way we figured to give them out. Whatever amount she plans on giving out, she's going to tell me the numbers, and every ticket has a number. So I'm going to call out Mrs. Blue's numbers, and if your number is that ticket, then you get the free Oracle cards from Miss Blue. So we're trying to get that in effect, and we're going to eventually get Miss Blue on down to one of these lectures so we could all get that FaceTime going on, because I know y'all dying to see her and rub elbows with the Oracle. So it's a rocking affair. AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. And if you email me already, don't worry. Don't get desperate. Everyone will get a ticket. So it's just a matter of me having the time to just respond. But it's as simple as that. There's plenty of room, plenty of tickets. So, you know, and you can also come and pay at the door. It's the same price. So remember, y'all, this is it. It's do or die right now. So you better get on that list. Now, we're going to go into questions and answers, but I want to bring up something that the Spirit is telling me to share this week. And this book, I want y'all to write this down. I've said this book before, but this is a must for all conscious people. A must for all conscious people. Now more than ever, a must book for all conscious people. It is called Mind Control 101 by J.K. Ellis, How to Influence the Thoughts and Actions of Others Without Them Knowing or Caring. Now, not only will in this book, it will show you how to run subtle mind control techniques, just in looks, movements, certain words you say to people,
right?
Because we do that all the time anyway. You get what I'm saying? This is something that you would need to do to manipulate your world, the world around you. Women do it all the time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Titties, ass, and legs always in your face. You niggas sitting there on the bus like slaves. That's a form of mind control. There are many levels of mind control. One we're going to get into specific, but this is something you need to know so you know exactly what's happening to you day to day when people are talking to you in a certain kind of way, things you see on movies and TV.
Right.
Once you read this book, you'll be able to say, oh, this is mind control, and I'll do you one better. People use mind control techniques without knowing it all the time. And in this book, Mind Control 101 by J.K. Ellis, How to Influence the Thoughts and Actions of Others Without Them Knowing or Caring. I'll read some of the table of contents.
Right.
Part two. In part one, he talks about what's mind control, introduction to mind control, models of mind control, history of mind control. You know, no matter how smart or conscious you think you are, how you still could go be under mind control and not even know it. We're not talking about that dramatic mind control that all black people share based upon slavery. That's clearly mind control. We're talking about this day-to-day shit, you know what I'm saying? And once you know that is a mind control technique, you'll be able to bust through some of that shit, you get what I'm saying? So in his chapters, he talks about techniques of mind control, behavioral conditioning, coercion, social pressure and mob mind control, social influence, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is exactly what your preacher has been using. It is what a lot of even lecturers use, but just they don't have an ill intention. Neuro-linguistic mind control program, one of the things you do in that is you talk at the pace of the heart. Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm glad you came to the show, and I hope you all sit in your seat and sister such and such, because we about to kill the white man tonight. And then they put an inference on that, and they go back. That's right, he's got to go. Now, once they continue at this pace, That's the same as your heartbeat. You go into alpha state when they're talking in that rhythm. And each word that they yell, we're going to kill the white man tonight. We're going to kill the black man tonight because we must not do this because we have to do that. Once they raise that pitch, it penetrates to the subconscious mind. So every loud word that they said, and you can try this at home, you'll find it's a standalone sentence that you can take out of context of what he was saying, and that's the mind control program. You know that the preacher goes, Jesus is coming. You better be saved. That's the devil. See, those things they say in a whole speech, but all he's really saying is Jesus is coming, you better be saved, and that's the devil. So that's neuro-linguistic mind control. Happens all the time. It's done in movies. They tell actors to yell certain lines, to inflect certain lines certain ways with certain camera angles and so on and so forth, because what it does, it impacts the subconscious mind. It's a big form of mind control. Hypnosis, psychic cold readings, and I want to tell you about psychic cold readings. Dumb blonde mind control. Dumb blonde mind control is based upon you being hypnotized by a woman easily. You're at the club, her titties is out, you ain't looking nowhere else but at her cleavage all night. Appealing to basic human responses. I want you to remember that. Interfusing interrogation. Of course, that's what the FBI and police use. Now that you have all those CSI shows and they show you how to mind control you, and when they bring you in that one room, handcuff your arm to that chair, and then they interrogate you, bones. And there's another one. There was a whole interrogation show. It still forms a mind control. They can trip you up into telling the truth or telling a lie. It's a form of mind control. Gaslighting, old and new. Lights. Most of this mind control went on with psychotropic drugs, strobe lights, disco balls. Any of those light influence places, but all that really happens there is you go in an altered state of mind, but it's usually at a place like the club. You get what I'm saying? Now, they also did that, one of those things with those lights with David Koresh. When they wanted to get him out that compound before they just burnt it down, they used lights. That's a form of mind control.
Right.
Pharmacological mind control drugs, power and use of symbols as mind control. Now, I've talked about the science of Vay-Vay symbols, Baphomet as a symbol. What you're doing with your old ancient symbols is actually mind controlling yourself if you understand it as power. Since you're already under mind control, and we can go to our good friend, the scapegoat, Baphomet, you see this as an evil symbol. And that's why, because you're only looking at a goat, but it bothers you so much, the ones who don't get with it, because it is a symbol. And because you have been mind controlled by Christianity, you look at that symbol and you take offense to it. And just by you taking offense to it, when you could just study that in 5 minutes and see it's nothing to be offended by, shows that you're under Christianity mind control. So before you even give a good speech about what white man created it or what someone said about it that makes it not right and exact, you already proved by your emotional reaction that you're still under mind control before you even open your mouth. So that's why I've said before, most people, before they even open their mouth, they show exactly where they're at. Because why? I read a book called Mind Control 101 by J.K. Ellis, and it tells you how to read people before they open their mouth, and you can see their level. And like anything, see, we know the word mind control as a bad thing, but you need to control your mind or discipline your mind just to study your shit. You get what I'm saying? So it's clear mind control is what you're trying to seek here. You're trying to, but you're trying to control your own mind. That's what the hieroglyphs as symbols before, to reprogram your mind. You get what I'm saying? We just now calling it mind control through symbols. You get what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Psychic influence. It's also forms of mind control. You get what I'm saying? That's why, and we're going to get into this, every psychic you sit in front of, you need to know backwards and forwards. You get what I'm saying? Because if they do have a psychic ability and they're not doing what they call psychic cold readings, and I'm going to tell you about that. If they do have a psychic ability, remember, if you sat in front of them, that means you're saying, I'm putty in your hands. So you don't want to be putty in just any old motherfucker's hand.
Right.
That's a big deal. That's a very big deal, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, cult mind control tactics and techniques. That's another big thing you need to study and understand the science of. One of the things I said, be wary of all groups, because the techniques in these groups are none less than the same group techniques of mind control that will have your ass drinking Kool-Aid. You get what I'm saying? So how to create a recovered memory, mind tricks with others, and enchantment, how to enchant someone. Now, what I want to talk about is psychic cold readings, because this is something psychics do all the time, and it can be, in your first intention, the first beginning of learning how to read someone for real, for real. Now, because what you're trying to do is absorb their energy. But usually when I see someone at the beginning, usually people become psychic and have no knowledge. One of the first things you need to do is have you're not going to be more psychic than your knowledge. You get what I'm saying? If you can get things that you quite don't understand, then you're a medium. And you're just, it's just coming through you, usually for somebody else. You get what I'm saying? So you just become a messenger. Now, if you're psychic, one of the things when Blue began to do her oracle readings, one of the things were a lot of groundwork of me saying, look, first you got to learn this, that, the other thing. Study this, study that, study this. Because when you up your frequency, the reading that you're giving to the next person is a higher frequency reading. You get what I'm saying? There is something called a mundane psychic.
Right.
Sylvia, what's her name, Sylvia?
Right, yes.
The white chick, or Montel.
Brown.
Sylvia Brown is what they call a mundane psychic. Everything she answers is your grandfather's dead, your grandfather's sitting there, your grandmother's there, there's money under the dresser, you will have a job tomorrow, you won't. Now, those things are necessary, and that's all those people are asking. Mundane psychics need that. As conscious people, we should be going higher while you got to the planet. Cold psychic readings,
right.
That's a technique. Usually, so I'll just tell you straight out what to look for. Let's say you in front of anyone who's trying to give you a reading. When they say standard shit to a woman, there's something in your past that bothers you. Something from your childhood. You are attached. You are holding on. 9 times out of 10, that's 99% of the women. They either had some uncle or some older man that was fishy, and you could look at those statistics, or they had a fucked up boyfriend. You get what I'm saying? So 99%, that's going to get you. And then they start telling you you need to release these attached and chakra work. Just that. Never define the attachment or the trauma, but will, because everyone is going through some shit. You get what I'm saying? So you're going to relate your shit. If someone, if you already believe, because they have a big hat on and some rubies, that they can do this. You get what I'm saying? And for the guys, it will be money. You're going to either get money. Now, see, they also can tell you good things, because you become dependent on them to hear good things as well. So you're going to come into some money. You get what I'm saying? Won't tell you how, but you're going to come. Or you won't get, or you're going to lose some money. Or something. It's, when they start off with tragedy, that's when you know everyone has. See, I want to tell you how easy. I want to tell you how easy this is. If you people here don't think that you're easily mind controlled, you are actually worse off. Because I'll tell you right now, if you were on a goddamn public bus and an old bag lady came up to you and said to you, I see death in your future. Do you have any kids? You may look, I guarantee you, you will not dismiss that. You will go home and think about that shit, which tells me y'all niggas is not as easy as it looks. So if somebody else certifies somebody just halfway, and they tell you you're going to have money problems, guess what? Here's the trick. It's not you're going to have money problems. They just told you you were going to have money problems, and you made it happen because they told you to your subconscious mind. It's a form of putting that bullshit on you. If you sit in front of any, I cannot begin to tell you how many niggas said, as soon as I got a reading, my shit is fucked up. I said, yeah, they sat there and told you your shit is fucked up.
Right.
And you believed it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you need to be clear on, I only recommend Miss Blue for readings because I know her stock. I was there when she built it up. So you need to deal with that, study that. And she's done that clearly and has gone beyond on her own. So that makes me say, when you get a reading, one of the first things I mentioned to her, even if you see the biggest tragedy in someone's life, you need to say, if it's going to happen, then it's going to happen. Why have them scared and add to that? The best thing you could do is tell them how for it not to happen. Everything should be positive. You're not getting a reading when they're telling you money problems and attachments and how sad you are. They're putting that on you. Case in point,
right.
I know this
to
be a fact. There was a reader. I had a Botanica in New York. I used to go to. I'll make it quick so we can get to questions and answers. I had a Botanica in New York. And there was a reader there. He couldn't speak English. And when I used to go buy supplies, I used to see the same people coming out from Gary every fucking week. And when they come out, they buying $70, $80 worth of shit based upon what he's saying. Ask them about their cheating husband, their rent, and whoever's talking about them, and somebody else put magic on. I said, what the fuck is up with this? Because they hooked them in. Once they tell you something's wrong, you need to then keep going to them to rectify what's wrong or to see if something else is wrong. You get what I'm saying? See if the magic that he had you pay for works.
That's
it's
right.
a scam. Most of that is a scam. You get what I'm saying? Now, I knew it was a scam because I had a girlfriend at the time. We were having sex, and she turned into this slave woman on top of me. I didn't think much about it, and maybe the 2 weeks later, I went into the Botanica, and there's a deity called Lama Dama, who at the time I wasn't acquainted with, based upon her being mostly a Botanica deity. So my girl who owned the store wasn't there, her ignorant sister, and the reader was there. I said, who's this deity? You get what I'm saying? There's very little that you can find on Lama Dama in a book. Explain to Lama Dama, she's from cleaning the house. You know what I mean? She looks like Aunt Jemima, and we've talked about her before.
Right.
You know, you get, and he's telling me, she's translating to him 21 days of coffee and twice. I'm not doing none of that bullshit. What's her primary function? To clean the house. Then he goes, where did you see her? I'm like, well, at my girlfriend's house. Oh, I'm like, the fuck you doing that for? So what he was trying to imply to me was because she's for cleaning and I seen her at my girlfriend's house that she's trying to clean me. I said, my dude. And I said, translate this shit to him. When she came through, she was bouncing on my dick. Now, you explain that shit. Oh, and, you know, he giggled it off. You see, because it's a form of mind control. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I'm supposed to go, oh, shit, she's trying to clean me. She's trying to clean me out of the house. That's what's really going on, and he holds the key. So now I got to go see him. Now, then my friend, long-term friend, some dude was trying to get some protection. They hustlers, trying to get some protection. I said, no, dude, the old goon that I know, he ain't going to be hanging around. You're going to be feeding him that same old bullshit, so you don't want to play with me. I warned this dude. No, I make an old Google chain when we do this. I said, no, kid, I know names that you don't know from them. Oh, just do it all. And then, you know how I talk and give examples. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This and that, because that's like a nigga eating a bag of onion rings. Oh, shit, I'm eating a bag of onion rings right now. How did you know? I said, oh, then, I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's like niggas who eat chicken cacciatore. Oh, shit, that's my favorite food. Oh, panic. So I'm like, I know I ain't going to get rid of this dude. Now, gave him the chain. So my man calls me a couple of weeks later. He's like, yo, kid, my man got mopped up in the club and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what happened? He had the old goon on his neck. I said, I made it to make y'all invisible when y'all doing that work. So he said, nah, you know, the dude promoted Chris Brown. Chris Brown came, did a flop-ass show. He mad. So he punched one dude in the face. The dude who was talking to me said, no, break it up. And then they just opened his nose wide open. I said, I told him, You got Ogun on your neck, and you trying to break up a fight? You just went against the grain, player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just cut a nigga's hair like George Jefferson talking about now
right.
You a baller. You know what I'm saying? You fucked that up. You going against the energy, fucked his nose up. So he decided
right.
to go get a reading from the same Lama Dama dude. And he convinced my man to go with him. My man mm. was protected. So my man goes, I wouldn't got it. What the fuck did you do that for? When you go in there, you open yourself to them, and then they program you. So based
yes,
upon what
yes.
they do, jealousy, don't come out in November, dot, 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 gave them all this scary shit.
Right.
Went in the dream world to see how effect, I've mm-hmm. seen all of this stuff starting to formulate around them, and I had to do shit in the spirit world because that's my man, man. My mother and his mother were friends when they was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Told them, all that shit is broken. Do not walk mm-hmm. into them places. You know what I'm saying? I've seen niggas go into chants. And I know
right.
these chants are real because spiritually, I got channels on these chants. And
right.
when I'm doing certain candle magic, I'll go into those chants.
Right.
These chants are incoherent. But what it is remember, the word is God
yes.
and so it shall be. So if you say regular words sometime, you get the chance to consciously fuck that up. So there's a magical language that was revealed
right.
to me that you are still expressing. It's almost like them crazy niggas in church who go into speaking tongues.
Yeah.
But they're doing it to give their energy
speaking
out.
In
this
tongues.
Is invoking
yeah.
it. It's the real concept of speaking in tongues. But what you're doing is you're making your word is born and your attention come to reality with the word, but you're not saying coherent words that your conscious mind could fuck up with thought. So you're bypassing the conscious mind.
Right.
I've seen niggas
right.
do that in chants and tell you what it is. You got attachments. This is going to be bad for you. Your finances are going to get rocky. You're going to get child support hit up. You all of this shit while they're doing these chants, invoking that shit on you. You need to know who you're going with and who you're dealing with. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, again, it's not just Blue because she's badass and Blue is badass. Remember, me knowing what I told you today about that, first of all, you need to understand the origin of it. When I was on MySpace, 1,000 people asked me for readings. If I wanted to open my shade up and say business, open for business, we could still be doing that now. I said, no, I'm not even going to – I can do that, but I'm not even interested in your day-to-day for me to be doing
right.
that. That's passé shit.
Right.
I got to and I'm not saying in a bragging way, but just so we understand, for everyone who wants to pull me to the side and give me readings, it was to the level where I was reading people, telling them, the first time you got disappointed in a man, you were 9 years old, at the zoo, with ice cream, you had a striped shirt off, and you seen your father walk away while you were standing by the goddamn
right,
elephant.
Right.
And they like, wait, what the fuck is you talking about? Have
right.
to go home and check with their goddamn mama. And their mama showed her the picture, ice cream, striped shirts, and elephants. Fucked her up for life. You get what I'm saying? There's other channels. Your grandmother used to throw parties with a black dress and give everybody hors d'oeuvres. And there's a nigga standing next to her with red shoes on. What are you talking about, Brother Panic? They have to go to their funky-ass uncles. And mama used to throw the parties. Yeah, she had the dress and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, grandpa, he sat in the chair with uncles. I could taste the food in my mouth. Who likes caramel in your family? They're trying to tell you this. Oh, shit. You get what I'm saying? Because that was my whole thing. This is before
right.
I was talking. And I put all of that shit is a level. You get what I'm saying? Once you're there, you're there. It's not a big thing. So everybody
mm-hmm.
seems to want to give
that's
me read.
Right.
I'm like, no, you're not injecting that bullshit, your level in my psyche. You're not even a well-read person.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? For you to even talk, and did I try to give people a way out?
Right.
Like, look, I do purposeful things so I can't be read, player. You know what I'm saying? To give them a way out. You get what I'm saying? Now, are they psychic?
Right.
Every black
right.
person is psychic. Every black person is psychic with melanin and pine needle. Else, I would not be selling Cyclomancy, or I would not be selling the herb pack, which is successful for the last 2-3 years, because the pineal gland is nothing but an atrophied muscle. And without using it, like any muscle, it gets flabby and dead. All of these stuff's to build it up. But you're not going past What is your mentality? Get what I'm saying? If you greedy and trying to get money, that's what you're going to see when you read somebody.
Right.
That's, again, if you look at the first show, I was trying to explain in detail how you have to have an unconditional mindset, an unconditional study, unconditional love.
Yes.
I mean, if you have a condition and you feel a certain way, everything's going to be that way. You're not going to change because you're doing this kind of work.
That's right.
It is going to come from you. So you really have to deal with people who are pro, who can divorce themselves from their fucking personal emotions.
Right.
Now, again, as I point out, people ask me to do it. I said, no. So I need to find someone. And boy, oh boy, based upon the Miss Blue's past, she was begging for it. You get what I'm saying? Y'all don't know. There's a lot of stories she's told me. There's stories that I knew y'all don't even know the half. Told me she went to the store one day, started playing with this little girl, went to the little girl's house. They playing all fucking day. She crosses the street. Her whole family fucked up. Police, firemen, niggas climbing trees with flashlights. Where the fuck was you at?
Yeah.
I was playing with such and such. They said, that house has been burned down for years and that girl is dead. They went back and it was a burnt down house. I was playing in the living room all day. We was playing Holly Hobby in the ovens. So I'm like, damn. Many story after story she's telling me about her childhood. This ain't something you said, well, since we're on the remix, I might as well do this. So I knew and I was telling at the time, oh, please be that person, because so many people asked me for it. I just always wanted a way to say, go see her, go see her, to help people without just saying, no, I'm not going to do that. So, but with that, for me to be able to make that recommendation, I said, there's certain things I'm going to ask. And it's basically what we talked about today. Always have the bright side of someone's news. You get what I'm saying? And she understood that right away. That's how I knew she was the oracle that I recommend to folks. So, again, if you're not convinced that I know how to read myself, understand this. If I need a reading, I'm going to Blue.
Right.
Guess what? Lucky me, I get to skip the line. I'm sorry, y'all, but I get to skip the line on this one, and I get that reading. But, I have higher aspirations, higher aspirations. And, you know, I teach how to get money. You're not going to sit and tell me about my finances. You get what I'm saying? If I need money, I fill out a resume. You get what I'm saying? That's what
I
teach.
Right.
Your psychic power, that's irrelevant to me. Fill out a resume. Go to school. Get what I'm saying? That's how you get your finances in order. So I want you to know that, and that's why her line is as long as it is, but that's why everybody who decides to wait on that line gets exactly what they need. So we need to understand the frequency here, especially now for me, and I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful for nobody, but now I'm seeing more people face to face, and, you know, I'm trying to be courteous. But, you know, a lot of shit I can't do. You know, a lot of shit I can't do. And that's why I teach and explain and repeat as much shit as I do. So we supposed to understand what's happening here before I get there. You get what I'm saying? So, but y'all need to know that. Mind Control 101. Not only based upon what I'm talking about with the readings, you will see the world in a different way. You will begin to see everyone's agenda based upon even if they know or don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you are in front of anybody giving you a reading in whatever way, as soon as they start giving you the bad news, and remember, it also comes a different way, too. This is also a psychic cold reading. You could be walking at the fucking spirit dance or wherever, and someone says, oh, sister, you have so much energy around you. It's wonderful. They didn't really say nothing. I can see the spirits around you. And you want to believe that shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, brother, finances is in your future. I'm like, you know, look, player, finances for me is spiritual wealth. And I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep being good. So, you know, money is just a tool in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Money is just a tool. Everybody needs it, I understand. But I don't need no psychic reading to understand how not to get that shit or get it. Go get a job. Go do something. Have something to fucking offer. All right, so we want to get into the question and answers, because this is the question and answer show. I need y'all to get that book, those who are trying to study. You get what I'm saying? I need y'all to get that book. You know, those who are trying to study, because right now, like I said, what I'm telling you is coming through spiritually, not just how I feel. See last week Friday's show and see what came through spiritually before we got into the questions and answer. That's what we need to be doing now. We're dealing here with end-time spiritual events. End-time spiritual events, which means shit that we need to do now to line up with the new energy coming in. You get what I'm saying? And I talked about it Friday. That's the shit we need now, to understand what mind control is, to see how subtly your ass, because we're thinking mind control is just some shit that you see on YouTube that the Illuminati's doing. Uh-uh. It's everywhere all around you, and it's done without you even knowing, even by your local bus driver. So we need to know that. And I guess we're ready for the Q&A, right, Blue? Hello? We're waiting for Blue to get back on the phone. All right, hit me some questions in the chat room, and we'll keep it going. We see him where Blue is at. And like, so Mind Control 101, that's one of the biggest books you can get right now on showing how to fortify your brain, making yourself consciously aware of how your subconscious is attacked. One of the biggest things. And, you know, we'll wait till Blue to get back and y'all hit me with some questions and answers. I know you hear me, but we're waiting for questions. Okay, Blue says she'll be right back. So somebody put up a question in the chat room and we'll do that. And I want to read something, if I can find the page, on 108. Still more about psychic cold readings. Being able to do a psychic reading creates an opportunity for any controller to meet and speak with anyone who shows an interest. So one of the techniques, if you believe a person is there from who's a good reader based upon some reputation or if they tell you, they can see in your eyes your interest and your curiosity, and that's the hook. Like I said, the hook is either one of two ways. Oh, you need to be careful, you got the most beautiful spirits. That's the hook. Somebody's talking about John Carter. Who gives a fucking shit about this goddamn movie? You know what I'm saying? It's another John Carter is Jesus Christ. If we didn't get that shit yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, movie decoding is only practice for you decoding mythology and your dreams. If you stuck in every movie that they decide to present to you, you need to understand they present these movies to you so we could figure them out. You get what I'm saying? So we could figure them out. They have the shit now that I see. They don't even fucking know what to do anymore. So they'll put a metaphysical movie, and once we give it an ending, oh, that means this, that's that. That helps them. You get what I'm saying? John Carter, J.C., is Jesus Christ. It's the same Horus scenario. Once you understand that, you don't need me to talk about that shit no more. You get what I'm saying? You don't need me to talk about that shit no more. Go look at the movie. I don't even decode movies no more like that, because more than anything, you help them. They ran out of ideas. This whole movie year has been a total failure from last summer until now. The hottest shit they got going is that fucking party movie. That's the shit I seen. Ain't nothing to decode. The shit was fun. You get what I'm saying? What they do also in movies, more than decoding them, is rituals. They did The Immortals. The Titans got free. But now they have another Titan movie that's coming out this month. So in the movies, remember, this matrix is nothing but built upon light and sound. So the light and sound of the movies does the same thing. And so what they're going to do is give you the destiny of the Titans to try to control the energy of black folks. It's the same thing. The more energy that you put into it, the more you make in their reality so. You get what I'm saying? Everything is against you in these movies. Some of these shit you just need to watch, peep the science, and keep it moving. You know, some of them, they are worth talking about. You get what I'm saying? But that's not our hot topic, because at the end of the day, it's still them trying to create a mythology for themselves. Anytime I decode a movie, I decode the movie to shut that shit down. I went through that whole Avatar to shut the energy down that they were trying to set up in Haiti. You get what I'm saying? That's for a purpose. Just talking about fucking Avatar because they did it, that's whack. We're not here to react to everything they do. We're here to understand what they're trying to do. So if you decode movies and John Carter caught your interest that much, you're supposed to be debunking that shit. Will you back in the house?
Yeah.
So
we're supposed to be
debunking that shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, we shouldn't be that. So, okay. So we're going to go to the questions and answers, but I'm going to answer some. Sean Cook said talk about the Apollos. The Apollos are basically what has now been dubbed the dark side of Santeria, or just dark evil magic. But Bobby Hemmett has found a book. There's four forms of Apollo. And actually, that book is upstairs. There's Apollo. The two that we need to know is Apollo Miombe and Apollo Monty. Now, Raul Parnas-Ares came out with a book, which was basically Apollo Monty. What he did was he was able to link the Orishas to the Apollo deities. When he did that, more of the Ifa people kind of embraced it because they seen the deities that they. But before he made that book, Apollo was like the devil, and the Orishas was like the Christians. Now, Apollo Monty, again, it cross-references both deities, which is fine because it mixes the light with the dark. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then Apollo Mayombe is the dark side of Apollo. Most of that dark energy went further to the east. South America. So Konome, Lukame, and all of that Apollo energy kind of stayed down there, and kind of Carlos Montenegro and his family kept 11 entities that they worked with, mixed with some of those Spanish entities, but it still had the Apollo energy, the dark energy, or the dark methodology on it. Now, most people, and this is spiritual, and niggas ain't figured this out. Because they always talk about how bad Carlos Montenegro is, how he did this, how he did that, which is good because that the more people are turned off, the more they stay out of those Apollos. You get what I'm saying? And it's only for the people who can see past that to deal with that darker energy. You know what I'm saying? I sell that book. Bobby's talked about that book. You should know about these 11 deities. I explained it in detail with the Kalipoff, the 11 spheres of the Kalipoff, how they lined up. So on and so forth. So you can go back in lectures and hear more. But basically, anybody who's not in an initiated state or a traditional magical state can deal with these entities, and them shits work like what you need today happens today. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to go to questions and answers. Now, somebody's popping up. Can you speak on the Sofrito frequencies, please? I don't even know what the fuck that is, and nor do I care. All that 47 hertz and 78 hertz, figure that shit out. You get what I'm saying? There's nothing for me to add. I don't know what that is. You get what I'm saying? You know, we get down with the normal shit here. All of that, I just did a whole lecture about logical brain. 46 and 30 degrees, this and that, this and that. Nothing to speak on. If you're dealing with that, if it makes you feel good, then go with it. That's what I say. Whatever works for you. Certain shit don't even need to be discussed. You get what I'm saying? We don't get down. I don't get down with that logical shit. But I'll lose you all day. The 5-point frequency and the 33rd inches at the 23rd degree that comes forth at a gateway that lines up with the sun, which is 364.5 billion miles away at a frequency that resonates at ohm. Who gives a fuck? What's that going to do for you? Get what I'm saying?
Right.
Just whatever that's supposed to be happening, just do that shit. Get what I'm saying? And see what happens. Again, as I say before, you're a scientist. Do some science. Experiment. That's what scientists do. Experiment. I don't need to speak on that. Just tell me what that's done for you when we get to questions and answers, which we're about to do. I don't even have these names. I don't even know. I'm not a knowledge repeater, knowledge know everything guy. I'm a how-to guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a how-to guy. So you can tell me what that is, and I'll tell you, oh, yeah, I did that shit when I was on the toilet the other day. It's fun. You get what I'm saying? That's how we talk around here. You get what I'm saying? So let's get to question and answers before...
All right, you guys. Yes. We're getting ready to take some questions and answers. If you have some occult questions, 646-652-711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on phone lines so that we can know that you're here. Question. We're going to go to the callers calling in, it looks like, from area code 904, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 904? 904.
They're out to lunch.
Yeah, they're out to lunch. Hopefully you guys can hear me better because we've had some extreme weather on this side. So we're going to go to the next
one. Yeah, you sound much better. You sound much better than in the beginning.
Okay, beautiful. Calling in 216, you're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, did you say 216? Yes, brother. Oh, this is Brother Charles from Cleveland. How you doing, Brother Panic?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Okay. You know, I was asked a question about the Atlanta lectures, you know, because I got a friend down there in Atlanta. She wanted a van. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
And she needed an address. And I said, well, you know, I'm looking on the computer and I'm trying to find out, you know, where is that, and how she can register to be the vendor, you know.
All she has to do, as I always say, email atlantalectures@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Once she does that, we'll take care of her. Give her the email, copy of the flyer, you know what I mean, and all of that. There's a sister, Abena. She's probably in the room. If you're in the room right now, Abena 99. I think that's Abena 99. She's there. If you're on Facebook, she on Facebook. Hit me up, send me a note, or you can email panicpack@hotmail.com. There's plenty of ways to get in contact with me, you know what I mean, to get what you need. So for her, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. And I'll, you know, tell me she wants the VIN and we'll pick it up from there.
Yeah, because I was on there on the computer right now. And I'm I'm not the best computer person in the world, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, just have like this.
Havana, he said.
Atlanta?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Just shoot me an email.
Yeah.
Or tell her to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, maybe she don't have a computer, right? She had to go out, I think.
Okay. Is she on Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook without a face right now.
The name is called Facebook. Goes it. But I mean, that's the best I could do. I mean, I'm sure y'all can figure out how to send an email. Somebody out there, you may need to call your nieces and nephews and children.
Yes.
I was just going to say,
have her hit him up, and he could give her that information, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions?
No, y'all breaking up, so I can't, I'm not thinking of anything right now, anyway.
All right, no sweat. Thanks for calling, bro, and look forward to hearing from you.
All right, okay. All right, peace. All right.
Peace.
All right, love you.
Peace. Thank you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 904. You're living in, so we're going to call you again. 904?
Yeah.
904 is clearly not there. Another caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remake. Please tell us who you are and where we're calling from. 216. Okay. We're going to go to the next call. I apologize, guys. Let's check and see. Calling in from area code 401. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are. And calling from 401. 401.
Y'all need a little sleep today.
Yeah. I think it's my end because I'm getting reports that I am breaking up, so they may can't hear me.
I can hear you. 401, you in the house?
Yeah, but I think that's because we're right here. So we're gonna try it again. Try it again and see if let me see. We're gonna go to the caller calling in from area code 305. You're live, Renee. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 305.
Yes, this is Quintel from 305, Miami, Florida.
What up?
All right, good. Glad you can hear.
I've been listening to you on Facebook. My question is, in the times that we're in right now, in the process of activating all our pineal glands, using it on a daily basis, I have an altar, have everything. But how is this? My memory, I'm in the flashing stages of my channeling. Mm-hmm. It's just flash in, flash out. I'm trying to get it more. I practice herb pack. I do everything, but I'm just trying to enhance it more. I've been on herb pack about a year. I'm still in the flashing, like when I first started using it. Should I?
But see,
I don't know what. I don't know.
That's again one of the things I talk about. You have to take those flashes to the next level. If you're seeing a flash of a picture, a picture tells 1,000 words. That's a hieroglyph.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're supposed to be getting those flashes, and you're supposed to build on those. You're wasting time trying to take that flash and trying to turn that shit into a full movie. It doesn't happen like that. Know thyself. So if your pineal is talking to you that way, you just explain to me why you're not listening. Because you have an agenda or a goal. If that's supposed to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
If you're doing that for a year, then that means you need to take those flashes. You should have a whole mythology off of one picture. You get what I'm saying? That's the science. You gotta see what any, not just an herb pack, but what any of that shit does to you. And then you got to ride with that. You got to ride that shit out. You get what I'm saying? So I would say, when you get those flashes, start writing down those flashes and examining that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What picture? What feeling did you feel? What were you doing when you got one? You know what I mean? You got to, this whole thing is a deep look at what it is you are. You get what I'm saying? We got used to the Christian thing of, like, you're going to be a changed man. The change that you're looking for, you could be the same fucking human. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
What's inside is change. You get what I'm saying? What's inside of me is the greatest. But I'm a regular person. You get what I'm saying? I don't like you. You could be all sorts of bitches and hoes and niggas and chumps. I like you. Hey, you're a great guy. Come over for cake. That's human shit. It's not me being conscious is not going to make me like you.
Right.
That's why I go so hard on the or dislike you for that matter. That's why I go so hard on the language, because they think you learn this, then you get this new Hotep queen. And that's why I go hard with that, because that's an artificial change. You may like that.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Whatever. But it's not the definition of true change. You get what I'm saying? The true change is on the inside. What I am on the inside is what matters. I don't need to walk around town with a Baphomet priest to show the lady at Walmart that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. So your whole work, I mean, this is one of the most important things to know. Your whole work is about you having your own realizations of not what it is you think you're supposed to become, but what it is you are. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got this information and I changed. I tell them, not me, really. You know what I'm saying? When I got this information, I understood. Now I understand all the shit I did from when I was 9 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old. I understand that. You get what I'm saying? Half the shit I could explain just through understanding pan. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Now I know. That was a pan energy. That was that. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Know thyself. You get what I'm saying? Doesn't say change thyself.
Right.
Doesn't say change thyself. Just know thyself. So you got to know where your power is, just like the X-Men. You get what I'm saying? Everyone has a different power. And then that all those movies are them trying to enhance and amplify the power that they have. You get what I'm saying? Wolverine is not trying to be goddamn Cyclops. You get what I'm saying? I'm Wolverine, let me get into some wolf shit.
Right.
I'm Wolverine, let me get into wolf shit.
Right.
So it's really subtle. That's what I talk about, where everyone has a different story with the
heard that. Once the good news is you found your story. They said that in X-Men. Some of these motherfuckers are mutants, don't even know what their power is. You get what I'm saying? So you found, well, I get these flashes. A picture tells a thousand words. You got each flash, that's you seeing something. You looking at, you glancing into the spirit world. Good. Come back with that glance. Shit. Artists try to do exactly what you're doing to capture a moment on canvas. A moment. You get what I'm saying? Mona Lisa is a fucking moment.
Right.
So if you're seeing these spiritual moments, that's all you need to see for you. You get what I'm saying? We must, and I'm not just saying you, I'm saying as a standard, try to go beyond trying to be such. That's what I was talking about last Friday. I don't know if you heard the show, but it's a must. Having this agenda, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Having this agenda. We've got to drop the agenda. I want to be this, that, the other. Okay, I understand there's a goal here. Well, I want to channel, okay? But the unconditional part is you seeing how your channels come. You get what I'm saying?
I've read
a thousand ways people get channels. But the difference is I know the ways that I get them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I know what you need.
Exactly.
I know what I need to do to get channels. I know how they come to me. I know how they talk to me. And that's more important than me knowing how they talk to Sylvia Brown, how they talk to sister, that sister, how they talk to Miss Blue.
Right.
I don't really need to know that. I just need to know how they come to me. I've seen a flash of you doing this. I've seen a flash of that. And I do you one better. When you deal with those flashes more, you'll probably actually get what you think you're supposed to be getting.
Yes, you will.
Because the flashes are speaking to you, but you're ignoring them. You get what I'm saying? Your spirit starts to speak to you how it speaks to you based upon whatever it is you are or whatever it is that you've seen effective for you to talk to before you even got here. And then if you're ignoring it, it'll stop talking to you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or it'll keep doing the same thing until you say, this is it. This is what we're supposed to be doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is how we're supposed to be going down. So I can't stress enough. Most of what I talk about, I try to talk simple, but everything I'm saying and everything I've taught is really the premise is you need to start simplifying all of this information. Simplifying this information. You get what I'm saying? Everything I talk to people is about simplification, if that's even a word, simplification. Simplifying.
You can say it.
simplifying this tricknology, which is another made-up word.
Right.
Like, simplifying. Like, because it really, this shit is overwhelming. And like I said, I haven't even scratched the surface myself. There's books on the occult from here to the moon. You'll never get down to it. You need to find, like, what they call a formula. You get what I'm saying? The 3.14 is pi, and it's a formula which can be applied. The way you deal with fractions, they say, whenever you see that half, you're supposed to do this, that, the other, because those are formulas or methods for breaking down something big into something high. See, algebra, do the work in the parentheses first, do the times tables next, then do the plus, and then do the minus and the plus. It's a mapped out way of dealing with complex problems called formulas. So in this study, you need to find a formula. The first thing you need to do is see what attracts you. So what attracted me out of all the shit, and you can go to my YouTube page and see, I put it all up. I have it all. Dr. Africa, Dr. Amos Wilson, Dr. Bala Shango, who's basically basically the next level of a preacher. I've dealt and listened and loved and talked and listened to all. And then it's just about, I need to hear the dark shit. Where's Bobby Hennig? Listen to it. Oh, I have all that shit. Del Jones. I went through all of that. But the idea is you have to find your niche. When you find your niche, you start to find your formula. And then the formula is how you take everything and start doing it. You don't want to get stuck there. You want to be able to take everything and not have an agenda. But you need a base. You still need a base for study, an idea of a goal of why am I doing this. You get what I'm saying? Now, as the information comes, you don't fit square pegs in the round holes, but you need to understand why. My why is because not only am I rising to go beyond this reality, I want to help other people who seek to rise to go and realize beyond this reality. See, that's a generalized agenda, if we want to call it agenda. That's the idea, or better yet, that's what we would call a mission statement. You get what I'm saying? Any scientist is trying to is trying to go through anything for, if they have a theory at the end. You get what I'm saying? I theorize if I mix blue, red, green, white, this, that, this, and that, this is how it would behave. So then you go on to test that theory. You get what I'm saying? The theory that we're working on is the theory of the ancients. Let's just say that.
Right.
And it's not really a theory anymore. It has been proven. We talk to the spirit world. We talk to people who are there. So for the lack of a better understanding, we can say it's a theory. You get what I'm saying? We're in this ignorant humanity. We don't know. Now, as I'm studying, for me, as I started to talk to spirits and have more and more realizations, it's no longer a theory for me. It's where we go. You get what I'm saying? So much so that I'm convinced enough to share it with people here today and then sharing it online, because all the scientific work and the theory test and breaking through to that other side is no longer a test for me. I no longer wonder if that would happen. Now, as a scientist, you shouldn't do it the way I did it to find out your life. There are books in the occult that tell you there is no such thing as wrong or contradiction. Every single thing you do on this path is a way to life. So there is no bad or good. The only thing we could talk about is being stuck. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And all that being stuck is having that agenda, is having that square pegs and round holes, is seeing through everything through your glasses of whatever group or whatever philosophy you have. You don't want to hold on to that. You want a mission statement and a theory. What is life? What is life after death? That's why we should be first doing it. And then you should get into your testing and study enough to go, fuck that. I know enough to know I'm good when this is over. We're good. I know so much so that we're good, I feel confident enough to share with other people. You know what I'm saying? I feel confident enough to share with other people. So that's the idea. So it's really, all this shit is a look within to see how you tick as an individual. Not as a social group, as an individual. How you tick, you get what I'm saying? So if these flashes are coming, don't reject them and put a negative connotation on it. But that's all that's happening to me. That's what you embrace and you raise up. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what you raise up. Remember what I said, your pineal and all of that are like muscles. So once you start, you know, remember you literally used to lift weights, and then once you start seeing a cut, that shit makes you go harder. Oh, shit, a cut. And you'll be doing your wings and shit. And it gives you encouragement.
Yeah.
See, but when these flashes are coming to you, you should be encouraged because you're starting to see a cut, meaning you're starting to cut through to the world. And then that means your muscles is there, but if you don't recognize it and build on it, but there was always something when you was young, chicks would go, you got a nice chest, and all you would be doing is doing chest. You got nice arms, all you would be doing is doing curls. You got nice wings. You be doing some push-up shit. You know what I'm saying? Dips. Remember that? Your triceps is there. You doing dips.
Yeah.
Your wings is there. You got your arms apart. You doing the pull-ups going, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Word is wrong, kid.
Right.
You walking around big back. You know what I'm saying? You big back in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Right, because you building on your progress or your results or what gets the reaction. You're not recognizing this as result. And I'm not trying to get on you. I'm just saying it. I'm trying to make it general because this is something that most of us can deal with. You know what I'm saying? So you got to recognize that is your story. And raise it up. That's a big part of what I talk about. Well, not just me. Shit. In the book Chaos Magic, their mantra is fake it until you make it. Fake it until you make it. That's a powerful science, meaning you ever tell a lie so long that you forget
daily.
That it's a lie? You ever tell a lie so long that you forgot that it's actually a lie? You're like, yeah, I was on tour with Curtis Blow. You've been saying that shit since Curtis Blow was hot. And you forgot, your black ass ain't never went on tour with no Curtis Blow. But you even forget, because what is this reality? But whatever you say it is, you get what I'm saying? Whatever you say it is. So it is. So when you the way you're getting these flashes is what it says it is. And there's, like I said, there's people who told 50 million different stories of what a pineal path, or just meditation. That's not the only way to get in. I've given plenty of meditations. Again, email me, P PANICPACK at Hotmail. I'll give you nothing but free links to everything I've done. There's up to 9 pages of links each show, about 3 hours. You will never get done with that shit, not this year. You know what I'm saying? It'll be the goddamn Mayan calendar before you get past all the links that's done with enough of free shit. Shit to do with apples that'll open up your pineal. You get what I'm saying? Everything to open your pineal. Herb pack is just another tool. You get what I'm saying? So again, right. You know, it's really notice what happens and run with it. Run with it. Fake it until you make it. You know what I'm saying? Run with it. When you have that expectation.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. No problem, bro. No problem at all. When you have that expectation, bro, it's like you can live up to that, but 9 times out of 10, most of us have been humanly trained never to live up to the expectation. The same way a woman's like, she's just never skinny enough. You know what I'm saying? It's that same kind of thing.
I got
it. chasing of a carrot. You know what I'm saying? For a guy, you just never had enough money. You never was baller enough. You know what I'm saying? You put it in that state if you have this idea of what you should be. You know what I mean? So, you know,
all right,
basically, you run with that and see, start from there. You'll find that it's telling you the first place to build from. So when you build from there, that's when you'll see you in a good way, bro, for real. All right, Mr. Q. And we will talk on Facebook as we always do. One, my brother. Blue, you still in the house?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yippee.
Oh, wow. We are live in the mix with Brother Panic. 666-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone line if you have a question. We're going to the next caller calling in from area code 574. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from.
574.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Blue? How you doing, Panic?
How you doing?
I'm just listening.
Okay. You press 1. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. And it looks like from area code, let's try 904. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, so, bro. Hey.
904. Greetings, who's online? 904.
Hey,
it's
with the baby in the back.
904.
This means
you, brother.
Must be
eating lunch.
Well, I must be just here. I was just testing. I ain't hit one.
We should put you on the spot right now, though. We should put you on the spot. We got you on the line, brother.
Okay, man.
Where you from, brother?
We going to try to beat up to Atlanta.
You're going to be at the...
We're going to try to beat Atlanta coming up.
Okay, that'd be good. I'm looking forward to seeing you, brother. Looking for what's your name, bro?
Okay, is Bobby gonna be there?
I don't know.
Is Bobby
gonna
be
show
there?
Up. We don't know if he's gonna show up, you know what I'm saying? So if he shows up, that'll be an extra treat.
It's all good.
But you know, it's the fam's gonna be in the house as always. It's gonna be, you know, Remix fam gonna be in the house and
it's all good.
There's a lot of locales. Oh yeah, it'll be something. What's your name, bro?
Hey, my name is Mustafa.
Okay, brother. So I look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, get down.
All right, brother.
All right. Okay. If you guys are on the phone line and you have a question, press 1 so that we know that you're here and you do have a question for Brother Panic. I'm going to try this number. I don't think we got to it. Call in, it looks like, from 202, you're live in the remix. Hold on.
How you doing, man? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, 202. Wow. You don't have to call us. You don't have to call me, ma'am. Yeah,
202. This is Science Box on Facebook.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your name for Facebook?
Yeah, it's my name on Facebook. But my name is Brainard. But my question
is... What's your name on Facebook?
Sicebox. SICEBOX.
Oh, okay, I think I know. We on the same friends list?
Yes.
I think I know you. Yeah. Yeah, I think I know you. So how's it doing, brother? What's going on?
Everything's good. I'm chilling right now. Just, you know, enjoying the Soul Train and the remix right now.
All right, that's what it is.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, like I said, I was just listening. But my question is, what does dancing and smiling do for people's soul?
Dancing and smiling?
Yes.
Well, dancing, plenty of things. First of all, dancing is, you're actually making a quantum connection. You know, if we're talking about African dancing, they're dancing with intent. You get what I'm saying? So it's either a dance for the deity, their dance is to call down the deity, but these moves and body configurations, especially nothing but hieroglyphs, you could say. So the body's an antenna. So with the drumming, if you're doing certain moves, it's like moving in the antenna, and you're making communication with the spirits. You're bringing them down. So there's a yin and yang dance, and there's dance for the elements. There's dances that imitate water that women do, dances that imitate fire that men do. So it's really making a quantum or spiritual connection, if you will. You get what I'm saying? And your soul is a quantum entity, or let's at least say for now, your soul is a quantum entity. So what it does for your soul is connects it to that quantum for that communication. That's why you feel the way you do. Now later on, let's just say for us, all these dances we did, the freak, the train, the flip flop, the slop and mop, the pocket knife, the Boston crawl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The shuffle, you know what I'm saying? The hot potato, you know what I'm saying?
The hop,
the fricassee, you know what I'm saying? The fish and grits, popcorn,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The sweet potato.
Right.
All of these dances, the Patty Duke, you know what I'm saying? The Mustafa.
True.
What I got on the channel was we in America with this
right.
Soul Train, Real Key, we were actually setting up a new world,
okay.
Communicating with the ancestors. So our dances, the Hucklebuck and all the rest of that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? The train track and all the rest of that shit, all of that was actually setting out a quantum message to set up a new world that we going through. That's why somebody in New York could come up with a fucking dance, and then it'll sweep the nation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The Rock. You know what I'm saying? The Rock. You know what I'm saying? The Daisy Duke. The baseball.
Yeah.
All of that shit is setting up something. Now, somebody asked me earlier, what about sun rituals? Now, this is the stuff that I study, because, you know, we always say that we the sun people. Early on,
right.
I can't remember which lecturer it was, said the sun actually shrinks your pineal. Listen to this now. The sun gives you vitamin A for your pineal and all the rest of the shit. It does, it makes the serotonin secrete, but it's that serotonin for your daytime mind. The melatonin secretes at night, which is connected to the melanin. So the Dracula thing, Dracula is a definition of Osiris and melanin. You get what I'm saying? The bat is the pineal gland. The blood represents the melanin as food, and the coffin, Osiris, how he sleeps, as a nighttime entity. We need to take, for example, this. If you didn't have melanin, the sun would be fucking you up as well. So when we go into the sun and get a tan, the melanin actually rises out to protect us from those ultraviolet rays. Now, you could also see this at the way our planet is situated now and this and that. Those rays are harmful now, but we go into a better place with the sun. You could go on and on for that. I want nobody to take this as law. Everything I say, take it as a theory, and you can test it or believe whatever it is you want to believe. Now, what I do know is when I get into that darkness, the melatonin runs. I sleep in all, everything's dark. Dark, 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 dark. I can't sleep in that light. Now, that sun, they also consider this sun a hologram. It's a hologram of a greater sun, which is the Sirius sun. Now, if you read the book Signs and Symbols of the Primordial Man, I think by Charles
Finch. Right.
I'm gonna get the name. And Charles Finch is a brother. Bobby Hemmett talks about him all the time. And I'm going to get the title. I'm looking for it as we talk now. But the name of the book is Signs and Symbols of the Primordial Man. Here we go. Signs and Symbols of the Primordial Man, Albert Churchward. But the introduction is by John Hendrick Clark. So Dr. Clark certified this guy.
Now, right.
He talks about all the sun worship, because people would say, but in Egypt, they was all about the sun worship. Right. What he says in the book is they actually was worshiping the Sirius sun in which the whole universe revolves around. Then as time went on, the people couldn't grasp that concept anymore. So the sun god and all that had become Ra, the sun that they see every day. Now, if you get holographic universe, they'll tell you about, oh, that's just a hologram. If you understand the science of Amun-Ra, he's the sun behind the sun, and this sun is considered an illusion. And this light is considered not true light, let's just say. Now, I got a channel when the archangels came through that the ancestors say they used the sunlight as a vehicle. You've seen that in the movie K-Pax. K-Pax has traveled through light. So the ancestors said they used sunlight as a vehicle to communicate with melanin. It's the sun is not doing that. It's the ancestors that are doing that. When they come through you and communicate, the melanin comes to the top of the skin in the form of a tan to actually protect yourself. They start to communicate with the melanin. That's why niggas like to actually be in the sun, because it's actually communicating with a certain amount of ancestors. That's why niggas, and that communication is why when a trend happens, it seems the whole country knows it. You get what I'm saying? Even before rap, or you can look at it this way. Even with rap, there's very few things that the niggas said on the West Coast that we said on the East, but some of it stuck. Very few things that we say on the East Coast, but then the world, you know, picks up on it. Meaning the slang, dancing, and these trends are actually communicated to us by the ancestors so we can perform it here in dance, in mannerism, turning your hat backwards, putting your pants down, a certain amount of swagger that we got is actually communicating from the ancestors in the form of trends. We act them out down here in dancing, walking, and talking, which makes it so in the new world we go into. We go into a nigga world. Make no mistake about that. We're setting it up through these trends and these trends of music. You get what I'm saying? So this world is basically set, listen closely now. This world that we are going to, they call it worlds to come. The worlds to come that we're going to is already set up. This is why a lot of the creativity is no longer needed down here. That's why the fucking rap music sucks. That's why there's no black heavyweight champions anymore. There's nothing to fight down here. The creativity has moved beyond this realm. It's no longer needed for us to be creative people because we're not creating nothing down here anymore. So that's why our shit, in a human sense, has fell off. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown made a song, I just want to fuck a stripper, I want to fuck a stripper. Like, how lame? You know what I'm saying? How you need to be real. How fucking lame is that shit? You know what I'm saying? So, so we, you know, there's a song on fucking BT. The chick is singing, he got a big dick and he know how to use it. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got a big dick and he know how to use it. Like this shit is a fire. No, it was bleeping it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So, yeah, but shit, nonetheless, you know that's almost like saying mother bleeper. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but the idea is it is so lame and degraded at this point that you would say, well, they got us and we stuck and we fell off. But the creative energy that was coming through the sunlight to communicate with you so you can perform all this creation shit is no longer needed. You get what I'm saying? The inspiration is no longer. So we still can create. We're still individuals down here with our own light. See, the idea is once you wouldn't really need the sunlight once you start to illuminate that light within. So more than I don't really need to go to cookouts and shit. I don't even have that luck. We could sit in my room all day and I could feed. Because once that melanin starts, that my melanin is the light is ignited, and it is the light receiver from a cosmic level. So that light that we need to go to cookouts and get, you eventually. Now, like I said, this is channel. You know what I'm saying? There's no book to back this up. So I would say if this only makes sense to you, this is the channel I got. This is my creed. So I'm not really saying this is what it is, and everything you read about dancing in the sun is what it ain't. Because I'm sure it's all of that, and it's both those things. It just depends on how you roll with it. You get what I'm saying? So yes, this is a channel around the time, actually, Michael Jackson and the Ark, when he passed, it was him who was telling me, as the Archangel. You get what I'm saying? Because we dealt with the Archangels at the same time Michael Jackson passed. All of this is on Blog Talk and the archives and all of that.
Right.
So this has been documented already. So, I'm saying this because somebody asked me about sun rituals. It's like you get up and go to work by the sun. You get what I'm saying? And Bobby Hemmett also tells, there's a story where it says Ra ate all the gods. So and I talked about demiurge energy. Bobby's talked about demiurge energy, or you could study it. The question was asked, well, is Ra demiurge? He said, if you read some of them stories, it don't seem like it's in your favor as you being the old god and so on and so forth. But I know people like Egypt and the god Ra, this and that. But I will say this, which is common sense. If you ain't have no melanin, how friendly would Ra be to you? You get what I'm saying? So it's actually the melanin that's protecting you. Otherwise, you'd be putting on suntan just like a white man. You get what I'm saying? If you ain't have no melanin. So it's actually we the melanin people. You get what I'm saying? You know, the dark matter, dark energy people. And that light is not from a new sun. Our light, they tell you that in the Gnostics, your soul is older than anything down here. Well, that includes the sun. You get what I'm saying? Because that's the shit down here. So the light in you is older than that sun. So, but it's about waking your light up, you know what I'm saying, through this knowledge where you don't need to do all of that. You get what I'm saying? Now, on a human level, and Blue will tell you, I say open your curtains because the sun kills a certain amount of germs and all of that shit in your house and all of that, and it refreshes this, that, the other. There's times you do need that. You get what I'm saying? Because you still need waking consciousness. You still need waking light. If you're going to work every day, you need to get in the sun and do all of this and do all of that and whatever, whatever. You know, you need vitamin A to carry. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so you know, that there's the idea. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's really, and it has nothing to do, your melanin has nothing to do with dark skin or light skin. Not at all. I mean, you can read Richard King's books and he tell you that. You can be highly melanated and be very light skinned. You get what I'm saying? The less melanin you have, the less melanin you have, the more you look at more as a degenerate or degenerative. So now there's no secret. White people lack melanin. But there are some white people with much more melanin than the next white person. There's some white people who, for white people, they look normal. You know what I'm saying? They could build their body. You know what I mean? It's never like a black woman's body when you see a white woman. Anything I've ever seen attractive on a white woman is because they had some black woman's lips or some black woman's eyes. That's me personally. But then there's that level of white person that you'll see at Applebee's. Oh, what the fuck happened? You know, their shit don't match up. Their legs, and you know what I'm saying? You know, their teeth is off. That's from an even lower level of melanin. It's also said, I can't remember who said it, but Bobby said, this teacher said it, that if you watch porno, there's some white women with brown nipples because the melanin gets heavy in the genitals. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, you'll see a woman, or even when a man or woman is darker in their genitals because the melanin, or you ever see a newborn baby, boy, the nuts are real black and shit because all of the melanin goes to the nuts. So your genitals are a little bit darker because the melanin is there and the nipples. So he said, when you see them white people with pink nipples and that pink lip shit, he said, that's lack of melanin. You get what I'm saying? Them redheads and shit, they said the planet is not even producing any more redheads. They were saying that shit like 8 years ago. You get what I'm saying?
Now you're in Australia with the Aborigines?
Yeah, well, the Aborigines in Australia is us. Them are black folks.
Yeah, those are black.
Yeah, no. The white people you see in Australia, they from Europe, like every other one. They from the Caucasus Mountain. They just took all the prisoners from the Caucasus from Europe, and their whole lineage on Australia is based upon the lower class, the Aboriginals,
the
Negroes.
The prison colony.
Right. It was a prison colony. You know, the Aborigines is the dingo H.O. baby niggas. They fuck with magic, right. eat shrugs out of logs, and they right. they also seem to help Crocodile Dundee a lot.
I mean, yeah, always.
The ones who help Crocodile Dundee. So, So, I mean, melanin, yeah. Also another thing, melanin, your melanin could be cultivated. So let's take, for instance, you know, a lot, you know, well, your look could change. So you, let's just say take people from India. Based upon the weather, their hair is more oily, this and that, but they're Negroes. Now, you could take people who have very little melanin based upon whatever mixing, climate, whatever we want to call that, that is. But if they have a culture that we've given them, they can cultivate their melanin and focus. So I've heard it said, I'm not a historian, that Chinese people are about 2 seconds from white folk. You know what I'm saying? They lived in caves too. But we, Shango energy, General Shang, and they show, I can't remember the guy's name, black man who came over there with the I Ching. And there's a book, the I Ching book, the main white I Ching book, they show him. And his name is something Shang or something. Nevertheless, he came over there and cultivated. So you see what the fuck they doing, how they cultivated melanin based upon culture, discipline, training. You get what I'm saying? And that's all from us. So the little bit of melanin can be cultivated. You get what I'm saying? Can be cultivated. Mm-hmm. So melanin can be trained and cultivated. Melanin from it is the ultimate demon, meaning the demons are Satan's helper. Your pineal gland is Saturn. It is Satan. So Satan's helper, demon, melanin, the same thing. Your melanin is programmable. You get what I'm saying? Your melanin is programmable. So that's why if you program it wrong, that's why a lot of Negroes are fucked up to the third power, because the melanin is actually helping them, is doing what it does without prejudice. So addiction and taste, music, what we hear, all of that is intensified to us. My boy Tef said one of the best things. I was like, you know how they show you in boxing this great, mighty white warrior, but is every nigga just be turning his face in a pancake mix? You know what I'm saying? But he never goes down. He never, just this white fighting Irish, never the fuck goes down if a nigga's hitting them with fucking damn near jackhammers. You get what I'm saying? Turning their face into goddamn chop meat. And I'm like, you know, they got this tough theory. Tef said, no. What it is they have very little neuromelanin. Neuromelanin is why when we get burned, ow, motherfucker, when we touch something, hit our toe, oh, nobody get the, everybody move the fuck back, because the melanin sends to our neurosensor, which indicates pain, more intense for us immediately. So since they have very little neuromelanin, when they get their ass beat, they just don't feel it based upon a degenerative factor. You get what I'm saying? Not based upon they're tough. It's based upon their brain is not getting the signal that they're getting fucked up. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So one of the big things here is they can't find the secret of melanin, how to control it, because melanin is always changing. It is chaos, and it's always changing. It's always changing based upon our ancestors. It's always changing. That shit was acted out in the movie The Wiz. I don't want to be seen green. Nigga, get on that horn. The new shit is gold, y'all. And niggas is on that gold and gold. Dang. Niggas was changing immediately. That was a whole science. I know they didn't know that. But subconsciously, that was the whole science of melanin. While them niggas is putting on gold, we back on red. I wouldn't be called dead red. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We there. So melanin is always changing. They can't figure out the science. But what they're doing is trying to keep up with our slang. See, they're so far behind. That's why all this Illuminati worry and all the rest of that, that's not even, that should be so irrelevant to you, because they cannot do better. See, listen, rap, see, y'all forgetting one thing. Rap has been around for fucking 40 years now, and they just gave you one Eminem. After 40 years, you need them worrying, white people take over rap. Like, 40 years, dog. Rap came out roughly 1976, 78. King Tim III was rapping in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? All through the 80s is when it was, all through the 90s was the height of his record shit. And all through the 2000s was the dominance. We in 2012. You get what I'm saying? And we all they got was Eminem. You get what I'm saying? And Vanilla Ice. And that's a bad idea. So, meaning we, so their idea, what they have to do is follow all of our trends. But they cannot keep it up when it's in a high melanated state. As soon as they start showing up, you got to understand, it became a logical thing. You get what I'm saying? They can only deal with logic. That's what I was saying earlier. What do you think about this that resonated 44 fourth degree third? That's sweet and nice, but I'm into the spirit. So when you, I need to hear, well, this is what happened when I did the 44th degree turn at a 30 degree angle. What happened? Okay, now we can tell, oh, yeah, something like that happened, blah, 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 blah. That's when we can talk. When you're doing that, you went, I talked about this on Friday. You totally in left brain thought. And this shit is about right brain thought. Get what I'm saying? This shit is about right brain thought. Both brains are necessary, but right brains is the key to magic, emotion, intuition, into creativity, art. It's into the place where you need to be to start dealing with the concepts that go beyond Earth. To start dealing with the concepts that go beyond Earth, the one most important thing you need at least is an imagination. That's why in third grade they tell your ass, stop looking out the window. No matter who you are in third grade, if you looked at your report card, you would see your teacher write, he dreams too much. Dreams too much. Because that is the pathway. What they're doing is shutting down your right brain by telling you math is here, English is here, you hear bell, language and arts is here. When if we were dealing with a subject, we dealt with all the science within that one subject because it was a holistic way of thinking, left brain and right brain. So we're dealing with a tree. Not only do we know the science, height, width, and angle of the tree, we also water the tree, climb the tree, touch the tree, sit around the tree. We do right brain shit to understand that tree, to make it holistic. You get what I'm saying? So the idea here is this fragmented thought, we're still using this fragmented thought that you learned in school, which was a mind control war tactic against you. So when you hit me with 33rd and 4th degrees, that 5th, that shit over the 4th, you're only letting me know you haven't gotten out of your mind control yet. You're only using one side of your goddamn brain. When you're telling me that shit was wonderful after I experienced 44, 33 and a third, 5 plus 4 minus 7 = 2, once you tell me all of that shit, that means you need to tell me the results of that. That means you're doing real work. If you're just telling me what I think about some scientific formula, that's based upon your training. Based upon your training. You get what I'm saying? So we need to get out of that training. See, if you really, one of the most logical systems of magic on the planet is called Kabbalah. And you only get half of that. You get the left brain half of Kabbalah. The right brain half of Kabbalah is called Kalipov. You get the Kalipov, which I did a show on that. So most, if not damn near all, of Western magic is based upon Kabbalah because it is, for white folks, Madonna and the rest, the most logical system that they can measure. Measure. You get what I'm saying? So if they deal with measurements, dates, colors, and understanding planetary influence along with numbers, they're good, and that's how they could use it. They can't conceptualize beyond that. That's our power, the ability to conceptualize and come up with the next shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, Kabbalah has been the most successful because it's a logical way. The magic is in Kabbalah. There's a name for it. It's called path working, meaning you have a logical explanation to explain the moon, the sun, the stars, Saturn, Jupiter, because all of those have influence on the human body. All of those have influence, the 22 letters, the frequency that they the logical frequency that they resonate on, so you be able to break down words and have a logical understanding. For instance, the same numerical value, I believe, of the word Messiah. No, yes. Same numerical word for a numerical breakdown of the word Messiah is also serpent. So the serpent of the Bible is also the Messiah. So the snake that you see is also Jesus. And we also know it's Kundalini. all of that, where you say, well, the snake is kundalini, and we just know this, in Kabbalah, you can break all of this down by numerical value. It's logical. It's left brain, and that's what they have been using. We trying to so busy saying, is Kabbalah ours or is Kabbalah not? We missed the point. We're not even using our power to supersede it. We're still trying to figure out if Kabbalah is white or black. There's no such thing. You don't get to tell me, well, they just got on the planet and get to tell me they have Kabbalah. You get what I'm saying? It's yours,
right.
But we don't resonate with it because it's too left brain. And all the other side of the tree, the Kalipmoth, you find very little information on that. You would understand or deal with Kabbalah or embrace it if you had that dark shit going along with it or the right brain side of the tree going along with it. You get what I'm saying? Or the right brain going along with it. So that's the science, this, especially now, this holistic way of thinking. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm not trying to be hard when somebody emailed me and was like the 44th. And so I'm not trying to disrespect them or put them on blast. That's why I didn't say their name. But what I'm saying, it must be frustrating when I did a whole goddamn hour and a half on this subject last Friday. You get what I'm saying? And if you didn't get it, Miss Blue has three words that she repeats every fucking day that she's on the air. Download, download, download. You get what I'm saying? What I'm doing, why I keep to this one show and don't go everywhere, because I don't go to another show then talk about the same thing I'm feeling the mood for. I give it to you in a path. That's why I'm interested in Remix Family, the ones who have been there that knows or and that they could follow this path. Or something I said before, don't, you know, when you ask it again, it's kind of out of order. Because all I ask you to do, if you fucking with me, is listen, and that's why I give you all the links I've ever done. Because it's now becoming a great work of where we at, and I see plenty of results of people who are following. And I know there's a lot of new people. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, and I'm not trying to turn you off when your light is coming on. But believe you me, I'm going to give it to you raw dog. Get what I'm saying? We don't wear condoms in the remix. You know what I'm saying? You get me raw dog. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the idea here is, if I can do something to turn you off, you never was really on this shit. Most of the people who said, damn, Pat, he was kind of cold and hard to me in the beginning, but it made me go harder. And I thank you for not embracing me like you was a preacher, embracing me and breastfeeding me. You made me say, fuck this nigga, let me go read a book. And the more I read a book, I begin to understand why you let me go. Get what I'm saying? Because I could be your fun buddy all day, but that's not going to teach you. You get what I'm saying? What's going to teach you is somebody teaching you and not bullshitting with you, telling you how special you are because you have an arm. That's somebody who's just pulling your tits. You get what I'm saying? We don't do that here. I pride myself on not doing that shit here. I pride myself on that. And what I do is not put your name on blast. That's how you protect it. You get what I'm saying? So the idea here is, no, I'm going to go hard the way I see it. If you don't see it the way I see it, then, you know, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to convince anybody. If you believe enough in the way you see it, then I believe in the way you see it as well. Because as long as you get results, I believe in you. I don't give a fuck if you say, look, I got the most results by running my naked ass through a fire hydrant every Tuesday at lunchtime. You know what I'm saying? If you say I met Osiris or Isis, then I'm saying, well, shit, I'm not going to do that. But God bless the child that has his own. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
In other words, I'm not going to call you an idiot for doing what you need to do. I'm not going to say there is really no wrong. The wrong in here is actually really no wrong if you get stuck, if you have it in your stuckism.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let me say this to be clear so we know there's no debate on the table. I'm here for those who are unhappy with where they at and feel they want ascension. I'm just telling you based upon my hard study. I hope everything I say today is wrong by tomorrow. That means I went somewhere. You get what I'm saying? I don't have a philosophy. I say there's certain things that are just obvious. You get what I'm saying? That you're going to say to the day you hear. It's already been figured out, not just by me. But there's certain things, if there's something great, like, for instance, all this shit we talked about, the sun, if I find out tomorrow from goddamn James Brown we need to stand in the sun more, I'll be out there in the sun with a goddamn handkerchief. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not about being married to a philosophy. That's really the thing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And La Blue said, Panic believes in me. No, let me be clear. I don't give a shit. It's up to you. You get what I'm saying? I believe in what the fuck I'm talking about tonight. What you do as a what you do as an individual, that's on your ass. You get what I'm saying? I know La Blue 8 was only playing when she said
it.
I know she was saying it as a joke, but it only just reminds me. You get what I'm saying? I said it last week. This is not an emotional experience if you niggas don't pick up a book. I'm not gonna be disappointing you and scold you. That shit is on you. I'm only here to tell you, you know, I've seen these cities and worlds we going to.
Right.
You want to roll up in style. You get what I'm saying? And
yes.
I've seen they're still training in the astral world. You don't want to leave here and still need training. Go back to the Michael Jackson one. When Michael Jackson passed, he showed me exactly what it is. It's like there's a waiting area with a crazy motherfuckers. He showed me this crazy chick. And all, know how she was crazy? She was talking about her kids on Earth, and that's it. The same way, if you seen your kids, how crazy you would go over your kids down here, which you should, if something was happening to them. He was just showing me a woman who died who was talking about her kids on Earth. Crazy.
Yeah.
How to speak. You get what I'm saying? How to speak. He was showing me, but I'm thinking I'm going to tell her about Kundalini and all of this. He's like, that's dead up here. When
that's
you become
right.
a teacher up here, you what you're really doing is trying to show them and prepare them for a new world. You get what I'm saying? For
it's
a new
so
world.
True.
So you're trying to prepare them. So all of that's documented. You go back, and so I have it also on YouTube for you to go back. You can see all the Michael Jackson channels and all the rest of that, and what he said when he went. Now, so there's just so much more. You get what I'm saying? Than this emotional response. This is about. And again, I want to say to La Blue Ink, much love. It's not to put you on the spot. I know you were joking when you said it, but it just brought up a subject. Much love to La Blue. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, so this is not emotional for me. Like I said, because now that I'm seeing more people, I can see they really don't know how to approach me or gauge me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As if as soon as they go panic, I know your work, then my next question, so what are you reading, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And then, even Jennifer last night was like, damn, you were just so mellow and sweet and kind. I'm like, well, what the fuck else would I be? You get what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. There's no reason for me to be hostile. I know where we're going. I know all this shit ain't nothing. I'm probably one of the most happiest motherfuckers you could come to me. You know what I'm saying? I've seen where we going. I've seen it many a time. I've shown it to people. And then it's going, yo, you were showing me a city. That was my national anthem. Oh, I was dreaming, and you were showing me a city, pal. Patty, you were showing me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So now, there is no reason for me to be angry or emotional, or for you to be angry or emotional or worrying about some shit called the Illuminati and this and that. I understand. See, we don't understand the full concept of the illusion. We don't get to say, this is an illusion, so I don't get to do nothing, and my knee don't really hurt. I'm an illusion and all of that. No, that's what we need to understand. Well, that's what the illusion is. Nothing but your emotions in stress or joy, depending on your perspective or depending on what you attract. I understand all of that. But again, we need to understand there's a bunch of shit we can't do nothing about, and we're vibrating on that, and that becomes your misery. You get what I'm saying? That becomes your misery. Melanin Beauty, she said, how can I get rituals? I don't know if she's talking about something for me or just somebody said. But to get rituals, you can go all day. What you get is books with just nothing but rituals. Ultimately, you want to make up your own rituals. Rituals are nothing. Brushing your teeth is a ritual. You do it every day, and you expect a result. So most of your rituals, once you get into once you demystify what a ritual is, that is not something you do in a certain way. It's very few rules. You just recognize the elements and the points: north, south, east, west. Time, maybe moon times at first. Eventually, you want to get past that. Elements: fire, air, water, earth. You get what I'm saying? So you're trying to get some earth shit going, to move some earth shit. No, simple things about water. Lake water, if you want something to stay, get some lake water. Put it in your house, you'll be stable. River water, you want to clean something out. Running water, you want to clean something out. You get what I'm saying? You got to just get, I gave a whole list of encyclopedias. That's what people, I gave 10 books on, go back in the show, encyclopedias that you must get that gives you everything about every fucking symbol ever. One book you must have, the Woman's Encyclopedia of Symbols and Sacred Objects, where you can just go in there. This is by Barbara J. Walker. You can just go in there, Barbara G. Walker. You can just go in there and look up skull, see what skull means, why they do it. What do bones mean? You got to find out, what do bones mean? Well, the bones are the last thing to go on the planet Earth when you die. That's why the shamans throw the bones, because the closest thing to Earth is the ancestor realm. So the ancestors speak to you to the bones. You're probably not going to be ill where you could throw bones and speak, but many of you may be, but you understand. The word skull means skill. The skull means the Holy Grail. That's the home of the pineal gland. So you'll see a lot of dog goddesses holding skulls. You get a skull in your house, it becomes a symbol of enlightenment, wherever you put it. So that's what a skull means. You get what I'm saying? The hand of Buddha, or these hands, the five hands. You understand, but you got to get these encyclopedias and flat information. You put that hand in your house, it becomes a spiritual hand to do work for you in the spirit world. You got to just do these symbols. Know the deities, Hanuman. You need some hero shit in your house, Hanuman. You need some nature nurturing in your house, Isis, get them saying money, Lakshmi. These things, you just got to know these flat facts. You need calm in your house, get a bass in your house. You need some sexual energy in your house, fertility, prosperity, get a pan statue. Get in your house, get them all on Amazon. Get them saying, you need some masculine energy in your house, for the masculine energy to be strong, get an obelisk, put it in your house. You get them saying, you need some subconscious shit, get some set, get a set statue. You need to be wise, you need the wise energy in your house. Get a fucking, go to Hobby Lobby, get a fucking owl. You get what I'm saying? Put these things around you. You get what I'm saying? Put these things around you, because these things symbolize gateways and energy vortexes that you're trying to enter around your cipher. They all exist within you, but how you activate them is when you put something, a symbol there, to start talking to you. So you, it's happening without you knowing it. That's what this shit is all about. It's happening without you knowing it. You need that friend. You need that helper. You need that spiritual help. Get a Hanuman statue. You get what I'm saying? So you need to get a symbol, get your symbol library straight for rituals. You just need to get all the voodoo books, Egyptian Magic, Secrets of Voodoo by Milo Rigard, Urban Voodoo by S. Jason Black, Christopher S. Hyatt, The Complete Book of Voodoo, Robert W. Pelton, Spirits of the Night, The Voodoo Gods of Haiti, Sheldon Robin and Carol Cleaver. We can go on. Voodoo Visions, excellent book. Sally Ann Glassman. Myths of the Female Divine Goddess, David Lehman and Jake Page. Let me give you something else really good. Well, Voodoo in Haiti, Alfred Metrux. Esotericism and Symbol, Swaller de Lubis, R.A. Swaller de Lubis. Ritual and Spells by Bagente Gonzalez Whitler. That's a woman. All of these, excellent book, Wicca Candle Magic. Anything Wicca is going to give you method. Wicca Candle Magic by Jarena Dunwich. You get what I'm saying? This get Fire, Air, Earth, and Water by Scott Cunningham. Creating Magical Entities, David Michael Cunningham. The Witch's Familiar by Raven Grimassi. Anything by Constantinos, spelled Konstantinos. Summoning Spirits, Noctoral Witchcraft, Speaking with the Dead, Nocturnaton, Gothic Grimoire, anything but his fucking vampire books. You can get anything, and it tells you how to do ritual, how to set that up, how to set this star up, how to move here, how to do this, how to do that. It'll eventually give you the blueprint for starting to do your own shit, seeing what works, don't work, becoming adept in just how these things are done, the magical, and really all you're really doing is becoming adept on the magical mindset that you need to start doing things. Test, test, test. See what works, what doesn't. Experiment. See what works, see what doesn't work. You get what I'm saying? That's the key. And before you know it, you're deep steeped in ritual. You get what I'm saying? We think right. Ritual is another one of them things that's a big damn work. I'm doing rituals. Brushing your teeth is a ritual. No big deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The word ritual actually means stereotype, and I go into it in my book that's coming soon to a,
yes.
to a, to a, to a PayPal near you. The word ritual actually means stereotype. So I explain ritual in detail, magical operation. I simplify it for you to understand. When they do stereotypes, you hear that word in the movie, yeah. Stereotypes. When they do stereotypes, they're actually doing rituals on you. And rituals is you see the same the constant thing over and over to create a result. Rituals also do become tradition. Christmas and Thanksgiving is a ritual that is now a tradition. You get what I'm saying? And someone said, is time an illusion? Time is the greatest illusion. Time is illusion, just you know, if time sure flies when you're having fun, but you sit in a chair for 1 minute and see how long one right. minute. If I just stood right now and didn't talk for 1 minute, just was quiet, y'all be sitting there forever. You get what I'm saying? But we already been talking for, I already been talking for 2 hours and a half. You get what I'm saying? And we'll get to the end of the remix. Damn, this shit is over already. So if nothing else, time is illusion. But of course time is illusion because time is only represented by sun cycles. Time is different on Saturn, you get what I'm saying? Because it takes longer for it to make one sun cycle. So time is also different if you go by moon calendar. The Kemetic calendar is different from this calendar. We're in the Gregorian calendar. So the main, you could tell anything is an illusion when it can be manipulated. So not just time. Anything can be manipulated. That's why right. I tell you, good and evil is an illusion. You get what I'm saying? Good and evil is an illusion because what's good to you may be evil to me, so on and so forth. So this is an illusionary world. You are an illusionary world. And just the mere fact that they say you are a timeless being, you are a timeless being, means right. that you've got to be an illusion. You never die. Energy never dies, only transforms, which means energy is outside the circle of time. You get what I'm saying? We are in what they call the circles of time, zodiac, all the rest of that. And what that really means, yes, time, of course, is an illusion. Somebody asked, what realm does living light images come from? I never heard that, but living light could only mean spiritual or higher frequency light. And that realm, it comes from anything basically outside of here. Now, you can look at it this way. The center of light in this entire universe, all systems revolve around the Sirius sun. So if you heard someone saying living light, it's just another fancy way of saying your soul. Usually you'll hear a lot of white people say that because they can't say where does melanin come from or where does the black man and woman come from. So you'll hear New Agers say, I get it from source, and source tells me this. And I feel source. Nigga, no, the source is sitting right in fucking Harlem. You know what I'm saying? The source is in Compton, nigga. The source is in the fucking Ice Cube video. You know what I'm saying? The source is a nappy-headed hoe. You get what I'm saying? That's the source. The source tells me such a wonder. And I get up in the morning and I take off my shoes and I'm with source. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't live in that neighborhood you live in, nigga. You want to go to source, you need to get your ass to the West End, nigga. If you want to see source, email AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Source will be at the Emporium on March 18th. That's where source is, white folk. That's where source is. You want to come see source. You know what I'm saying? So this realm of living light, different forms and frequencies of light come from different places and different stars. So living light is actually a star, and people will question that. Because the light that we're receiving, sometimes that star could be dead and gone. But light only travels, and maybe we just experience it in an illusionary form, in a holograph. But light travels at a certain amount of speed. So the star we're seeing may be dead a long time ago. The light is just getting to us now. You get what I'm saying? Like, sound, I mean, what I'm even saying, y'all reacting to some shit in the chat room that I said 3 minutes ago. You know, a minute ago. Y'all behind. So sound is, people on the phone are hearing me live. So sound is a different, you know. So in other words, is I already said it and it's gone. Same thing. So now living light, I mean, it depends on the context in which you're talking about it. Because you could say the soul is the light for men, and that's the living light. The true living light. On earth it sleeps, but that's the true living light. People connected to show light to the Sirius star system. That's the living light. People connect the true light to dark matter. That's the living light. You get what I'm saying? If you said living light images, I don't know what images they're talking about. Like I said, any book you read, everyone's got a story and a name. You get what I'm saying? That's, again, what I was talking about earlier, how you have to find a formula and then put everything in the context of that formula and then see if it stands. If it doesn't stand, do not put a square peg in a round hole. But if it kind of stands up, well, living light, you know, I heard the soul is the true and living light. You know, the black woman's womb is the true and living light. So it depends on what they were talking about in the context. But there is no one realm, because I've talked to people in the Pleiades star system, and they come with some hard living light. I've talked to people on Ceres. They come with Andromeda. So it's different forms of light, just like there's different forms of creativity down here. If you look at creativity, it's like singing is light. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Artwork is light. That poetry shit, though, is still in court. Still in court. You know what I'm saying? Rap music, jazz is light. So those come from different light source energies, if you will. You know what I'm saying? We don't know yet about poetry, you see, because even though it rhymes and it's on time, to go to a show, I wouldn't pay a dime. I don't know if I would go if it was for free. It just ain't me, you see, because you are a butterfly goddess. You need to know that right now, and I'll show you how. Just go on and read and get into yourself, feel your wealth, and don't put your kundalini on the shelf. Oh, no, you must use it before you lose it. And guess what? I'm talking about a Snickers bar. So, I guess we can go to another call right now. Maya Angelou has left the building. And let's see what's going on the phone lines, Mrs. Blue.
All right. We are live in the remix with Brother Panic. 646-652-1 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line if you have a question for Brother Panic. Let's take a look here and see. It looks like calling in from area code 757, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Turn your computer speakers down for us as well.
Peace, Ms. Blue. Peace, Brother Panic. How are you?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Good. Hi, this is Jocelyn calling from Virginia. And I was just listening in. I don't have a question, but I was just calling to actually tell Brother Panic thank you, because I was one of those people that at the time when Whitney made a transition, I had an experience, a spiritual experience with her. And for some reason, I emailed you and asked you a question, and I'm so glad you ignored the hell out of me, because if you would have answered me, I would have missed out on
the experience.
Right. And so I was just calling in to say thank you for that, and to people who are, you know, who may be new to this, you know, like you were saying earlier about, you know, Miss Blue, know your magic. I would have completely missed out on that, and it was a beautiful experience that I had.
Right.
Beautiful.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That's a wonderful thing you brought up, Jocelyn. Like, people think I'm not answering them because I'm somehow emotionally mad. I'm like, no, you're really asking me to fuck this up for you. It's not about me. It's not about me. See, if it was about me, she would have came to me. It's about you. If she's coming to you, you've got to enjoy. You've got to. Me answering it for you goes against everything I'm teaching here. I'm teaching you not that I'm the shit. I'm teaching you that you the shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm teaching you that this is all around you. I didn't fall from a fucking meteorite or a satellite to bring lowly humans nothing. Everything I did, you can do, and greater. So me as a gift or as a tool or being a friend to you is giving you all the information that you can to find your own way in this shit, your own interpretation of certain events. A lot of this is not only my interpretation. I interpret it this way. I think it's an educated interpretation, but I'm always willing to give you a book for you to find your own interpretation based upon source material. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's all we're talking about here. So you said it the most perfect. It's not like I bet you I read the story, but I'm like, if I answer this, you're going to be looking for something when you do this.
Right.
Sometimes I'll give you pointers. Well, do this, put this by your bed, do that. Let me know what happens. I make sure I add that. Well, let me know what happens because I want you to understand it's still your experiment. It's still your work. So I'm glad you said that because so people can understand. No, it works when I don't say shit to you. When I say shit to you, just like you said, Brother Pat, I'm like, yeah, now that's sad. It's just like I said. You know what I'm saying?
You know what else I realized? I realized, too, that the very, okay, because after I did it, I was like, why in the world did I email him like that? Because I listened to the show, you know, I've been listening for a while, you know, maybe about a year or so. You know, I've been listening long enough to know, and then as I'm listening tonight, I'm still asking a question, and the spirit just told me it was just like, that was the moment that the ego popped up and you had an agenda because you felt like you needed to, you know, ask somebody else about something.
Right.
And that was, I'm learning how to recognize the moment when the ego pop up, you know, for me to do something or to say something or try to feel like I need to explain something to somebody.
Excellent. That's someone who's getting it. Excellent.
Beautiful.
Recognizes your own ego doubting you. You get what I'm saying? Most people think it's the ego because I'm in here with this flim-flaring filth shit and like, well, I'm Brother Panic and Brother Panic said, that's nothing. You get what I'm saying? That's real easy for you to deal with. Just don't listen to me. You get what I'm saying? The ego is not that. It's like, I don't want to be like that or act like that or he's mean or he's this. That's all silliness to me. The people who matter to me like me. So that's what I focus on. You get what I'm saying? And I'm glad you recognize that's it's not the ego is not just the bad guy who thinks you're the Fonz. It's the thing that doubts you the most. It's the thing that says I need somebody else. It's the player hater. It's the thing that says I need somebody else to help me. You don't need nothing in this goddamn universe but the information that you lost. And you'll find. Oh, I didn't lose it. It was in me. I just needed to unlock it. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I'm here unlocking things that are deeper in your subconscious mind, but it's in your subconscious mind nevertheless. So to be able to force you to rely on yourself is the greatest thing, the greatest gift anybody.
Beautiful.
Can teach you. In a position, see, I'm in a position, really, whether you realize it, not just you, but everybody, I'm in a real position of power. And if you think you feel like panic is not nice, I can show you what really not nice being. We be all living on a goddamn camp somewhere. Y'all niggas be carrying me around. You get what I'm saying? I could finesse that shit. You know what I'm saying? Really. And so that's mean. You get what I'm saying? That's a mean shit. I'm nice to you when I'm not fucking, I'm taking you off your training wheels. You get what I'm saying? I'm so glad you said that so they can hear it, not in a theory that somebody says, no, this shit works. Well, you don't do that. And I've been doing that shit since MySpace. Oh, no, I'm not going to give you that. You know what I'm saying? Why not? But what I am going to give you is the opportunity for you to go to the next level. You know what I mean? You know, and to me, that's the most, you know, that's some badass shit right there. You get what I'm saying? As my stepson would say, that's fire, nigga. That's fire. That's some fire shit, nigga. That joint is fire.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Living down south is some new shit for me, boy. Like my stepson, the oldest, that dude is Atlanta. Like the shit Jermaine Dupri was hoping for. That shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta is like the new Compton. You know what I'm saying? They got their whole language. Yeah, they got their whole language. There's a whole disposition. I'm trying to fit in with him. I had to buy some fucking sneakers. You know what I'm saying? That Timberland shit, you know what I'm saying? That Timberland hoodie shit, you know what I'm saying? That ain't fire. You know what I'm saying? I might be walking around with a fucking tight T-shirt on next time y'all niggas see me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, too, my cat got pregnant. This is some real ignorant shit going on right now. If anybody needs some kittens, oh, my God. Aww. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to take my cat to the lecture. You know what I'm saying? So this bitch can know about the holy orgasm. You know what I'm saying? You know, some kundalini shit. She done fucked around. You know what I'm saying? There's big, tough-ass cats walking around with big-ass balls. You know what I'm saying? Our other stepson's like, I know what cat did it, because that one yellow cat got big balls. I said, oh, word? He said, I know. He said, I'll be this is a nasty motherfucker. Every time I crack the door to get the mail, that bitch is run outside. I'm like, oh, she ran outside now. But yeah, it's 4 a.m., just After she get her pussy fucking beat up. You know what I'm saying? She's walking at the door. You know what I'm saying? Want to come in and eat. I'm like, you a nasty, lazy hoe. Now, them niggas are like, yo, she pregnant. She pregnant. I'm like, how y'all know y'all did it? Now, she's showing now? Her nipples is puffy? I'm like, you just was a kitten. You know what I'm saying?
Just uh-huh. Like,
now, you take a cat. If you say, aw, take one of them cats. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you one of them. Take a cat. You know what I'm saying?
I have two black cats. I got two black cats to come by.
You know what I'm saying? Three. That's the shit. That's the witch's number. You know what I mean? We'll explain this shit mathematically, kabbalistically. You need another one. Oh, so y'all need, yeah. Y'all want a cat? And y'all in the Atlanta area? Shit. Come see me. There will be no science involved. Just a cat. Yeah, this motherfucker. I hope that motherfucker don't do that shit on the rug. It's just. I got Lexus coming up. Shit is too much. I just can't take no more. I just can't do it. Just can't do no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching her, you know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, you need to breathe in. You know, read some Montauk Chia shit. How to bring the energy back up. You know what I'm saying? But nah, this bitch come home just knocked the fuck up. You know what I mean? Terrible.
Well, since we have about 70 minutes left to go in the forum, and hopefully everybody can hear me okay. Definitely make sure you tell everybody about the lecture again, what they need to do. People who are traveling down there, if they need to get information and how they can get in contact.
Okay, excellent. Well, first, let me get this too out the way. Now, I've seen a couple of people in the room still asking if the panic pack's okay. If you ain't figured this shit out by now, I don't even want you to have one. You know what I'm saying? Right. Don't have one. Don't have one. And let me explain this whole scenario, get into, you know, this whole damn scenario. It's very cheap. It's all natural herbs. Everything you can eat it. In fact, the sisters who I gave the herb packs to when I was getting out the flyers at the Black Caucus, they started eating this shit. And so, ooh, this is tasty. I'm like, oh, right, no doubt. Anything goes. Now, you could use it, you could smoke it, or you could use it as a tea. It's your option. You get what I'm saying? And I want you to make it, I need to make it clear, this is not eBay. I don't turn it over like eBay or Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who pays gets a pack, but you got to remember, you're not the first person with the bright idea to buy one. There actually are about 100 people now who've already paid and is waiting for product. I also have the book Cyclomancy, The Secret to Psychic Power. And, you know, people tapping this. It's a book that was from 1965. It's out of print. They want almost $1,000 for it. I get copies of that. You can get one of those. Very intense book. It gives you plenty of technique on how to open up the pineal gland. Certified. Magical. You get what I'm saying? We've been doing, and if you're new to this, this has been going on for close to 3 years now with this herb pack. It's a certified, worldwide, world-known product. No, very few people said I haven't tapped in. And then even then, I'll still tell them, well, do this, do that. And they go, oh, thank you now. I get it. It doesn't do it for you. You need to be in some sort of programming, meditation, whatever. And I back that up with 9 pages of lecture links of showing you methodology of how to tap in for absolutely free. So it is backed up with that. What you need to do, I also have CDs, spiritual baths, incense to clean the house, a whole heap of stuff. So what you need to do is email panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you a list and instructions. Again, if you're sitting on the fence, my suggestion is keep your ass on the fence. If time is an issue when you need it to be mailed out, before you send me a thin dime, what you need to do is ask about time. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you do the worst of the worst, or what you think is the worst of the worst, complain to PayPal. All they ever tell me is, well, either mail it out or give them their money. My first option is give you your money back. You don't have to ask PayPal for your money back. Just ask me. I'm more than happy to return it to you. So if to avoid all of that, wait and then you ask for your money and then you just get it back, you need to give me first. If time is of essence, I'm not going to take extra money to rush it to you faster. That would make me a corrupt politician. I send out an order received. I send out once a week about 40 packages. That's the best they could handle here. You get what I'm saying? And, again, it is what it is. PanicPack@hotmail.com. You don't like it, you don't need to give me any suggestions. Just do not fuck with me. Don't buy it. You get what I'm saying? Now, for the lectures, if you don't understand what the lectures are by now, maybe don't need to come. We've been talking about this for like since January. I am now hosting lectures and bringing in lecturers once a month. The location is 675 Metropolitan Parkway, Suite 3118. This will be in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I'm sure you won't remember what I just said if you're not from this area. So what you need to do is email me at atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Plenty old people paid from the Remix. So the Remix family will be in the house. The tickets will be $30. You can also pay $30 at the door. I'm not going to get you for the little extra pennies at the door if you don't decide to buy it in advance. The doors will open approximately 2 p.m. Vendors will be there early. We've got plenty of vendors in the house, plenty of knickknacks, treats, and all sorts of things that you can get for your spiritual work. I've seen some of the vendors' stuff. Outstanding shit. Outstanding. They'll be in there. There'll be chakra readings. There's a brother who blows a big horn to clean your chakras. Like that shit from, you know, that shit, that Gabonzo, like, this nigga was doing this shit. I'm seeing this shit going, wow, I don't know if I would do that in public, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas like, oh, look at Panic over there. He's blowing a big horn on Panic, you know what I'm saying? Panic, what you feel about that horn? He gets behind you. You know what I'm saying? Shit is hot, though. I'm like, I'm going to have to get him. He does CDs. He going to be in the house, you know what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters who do the organs, you know what I mean? They going to be in the house, organ. And, you know, there's plenty of people going to be in the house. We got the food. We got, remember I told you about Copper Man? Copper Man had a copper crown on, and he just had a whole bunch of copper shit. Copper Man's going to be in the house, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to be a smash, you know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't see the Tupac L, a girl, the Tupac L in the building, you know what I'm saying, live in the Remix. She's usually in here, but she's there. She's there, and she has products. She got these herbs, I'm told, that can cure anything. So it's a family affair, you get what I'm saying? And we need to be there. If somebody said, did the venue move?
No.
I don't know, but
not
I will say this.
We've announced it. It's never moved.
Right. The venue is 675 Metropolitan Parkway. If you pay for tickets in advance, then you got a whole package of email. If you're not clear, all who paid in advance, if you're not clear, email me about something. You can Google Maps it. We put it in our GPS and we make it there fine. People in Atlanta, it's in the Metro Lofts in the West End. You get off at West End in the Martha train system, the Martha train system. So people in Atlanta, this is a famous spot, a big loft space. So people in Atlanta pretty much know about this spot. When I was telling the vendors, like, oh, yeah, some people say, yeah, I got a space here for my shit, and I'll have the movies next door. So it's famous for people in Atlanta. You can find it easily, Google Map or GPS it. 675 Metropolitan Parkway, Suite 3118. 2 o'clock, that's when it starts. We open the door. We should start lecturing around 3. People ask me, are other people speaking? A couple of people are going to do a couple of things, you know, little 10-minute things before we get to a lean. If you still want a vendor, we have maybe a few spaces left. You get what I'm saying? If you're interested, the advance ticket is going to get you in and out. I will be at the door. So everyone who bought an advance ticket, if you're the nervous type, I hope it all went through and all of that, I'll be at the door. You get what I'm saying? I'll be at the door. So we're gonna get this shit straight. And if you say, I paid for PayPal, Panic, why ain't on the list? Again, bring your motherfucking receipt. That's number one. And number two, my computer will be there. So we're going to go and look that shit up. So if you think you're going to scam Brother Panic, you need to get your shit straight. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be Dr. Lean talking the holy orgasms, science of sex, art, and healing, and holistic health. You get what I'm saying? It's going to be a legendary thing, much Remix family. We're going to have Miss Blue's oracle cards in the building. Miss Blue's going to pick a group of numbers. Every ticket has a number on it. So if your ticket is, let's just say, 22, and Miss Blue picked that magic number 22, you better look at your ticket. And if you got 22, you get a free Oracle deck from Miss Blue. I will have a shitload of herb packs in the house. Come get your herb pack. If anything, you got a time issue, you get it right there on the spot. A fat dose of herbal pack love in the house. So it's going to be a smashing affair. It's going to be a hell of a function. You get what I'm saying? Email for information, tickets, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Don't worry if you send the email, you good money, because I'm going to answer. There's shit I got to do. I can't answer them every day, but you'll be good money if you're there. So you need to do it. Y'all got to meet Copperman. You know what I'm saying? Copperman alone, you get what I'm saying, is worth the trip. You get what I'm saying? He's going to have his magical copper suit on and everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to get with Copperman. So, again, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com, and this is going to be the first of what we're going to try to do for monthly. You get what I'm saying? And don't worry, y'all. I'm going to drag Miss Blue ass down to one of these lectures. This is the last thing I do. God damn it.
You ain't
I know, y'all. You're patting my ass. Y'all motherfuckers is waiting for Miss Blue to show up. Don't lie to me. Go panic me one and panic, fuck that. Y'all niggas, panic, where's Miss Blue? That's the real shit. You know what I'm saying? Panic, where's Miss Blue? Y'all want to get, oh, Miss Blue. And
I'm
Miss
coming.
Blue and
I'm coming.
Boy.
I am. You guys know I'm baby blue, and that's really at the heart of my priority. It's really helping her through these couple of years here so she can continue to get to knowing her magic. That is what is most important to me. But definitely, I'll be out there sooner than you know it. Sooner than you know it.
Right. So, yeah that's going to be a shout out Queen Mother of Nine. I hope you ain't got nine kids and they coming. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I hope you ain't got nine kids for real. Damn. Mother of Nine. Damn. How'd you pull that off? Well, you need to leave some of their asses home. We need to get that right straight right now. You know what I'm saying? You need to be queen mother of maybe two. You know what I'm saying? Two. They can go home and tell the others. You know what I'm saying? They can go home and tell the others. It's okay. As long as they don't cry. You know what I'm saying? It's all
right.
Queen
mother long as they don't cry. Long as they don't
cry. Yeah, but don't bring none of your 35-year-old sons in there. This is my son. He's 35, so they got to buy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Oh, right. That's right. You told me the sex show stopped them from coming. Okay, well, good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The next lecture is going to be called Saw 3. So keep your kids at home. Saw 3. And Jason, Freddie, and Michael Myers are going to be lecturing. So keep your kids at home. Queen Mother of Nine really have nine. I was thinking about that. Yeah, it's me, Mother of Nine or like Mother of Completion
mother.
Or really nine kids. Yeah.
Mother of nine. That's it. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
her husband is going to be joining her. That's wonderful.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, that's going to be tight. Yeah, I want to meet her face to face. Now, okay, folks, too. We getting everybody in. Just say hi, Panic, but I'll come around and talk to everybody once everybody's in because, you know, we're going to be at the door. So,
right.
You know, just say hi. You know, hi, how you doing? It's me, blah, blah, blah. And we'll talk. But, you know, I don't mind. You know, we'll talk, you know, once everything's started and we settled and everybody's basically in, you know, I'm going to be in the front and we can all chat it up and talk and meet face-to-face for the first time and all the rest of that. You know what I mean?
Right,
so that would be, you know, wonderful. Can't wait to meet you. But when we at that door, other people are like, can I get my seat, nigga? Because, you know, they might not know. Now, okay, people keep asking about this. Originally when I announced it, I said there will be 2 days. Because this is the first lecture and I need to see how to make this happen, I couldn't do 2 days this month. But we're looking at 2 days next month. And the 2 days are we're going to do a Saturday because I know people are like, if I'll come from California for 2 days, even though people are still coming from California for the 1 day. But the first day we'll do a libation. We'll have the vendor set up, you know what I mean? We'll do some libation. There will be music, old school. I'll take the request. I'm thinking about Al Dean. Al Dean is usually at the shows. I knew him from New York. He's a DJ. He plays it all. So I'm thinking about bringing Al up, you know what I'm saying? And he knows the Remix fan. He knows how to make
an
ass move.
Oh,
he's an avid Remix, and I know him, personally. So he's a short shot DJ and shit. You know, he's a short shot shit. And so bringing him up, so he'll be playing music. We'll stop, have folks talk, share, go back to the music, the dancing, libation, meet and greet, vendoring, maybe some food. Well, we're gonna have food, but thinking we'll make the food thing bigger, and then the next day will be the actual lecture. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we're thinking about the 2 days, and in April, if not April, early May. Again, everything is based upon how this does. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot of work, and like I said, I'm actually got to get. Sean is going to start to help. You know what I'm saying? And
the cake. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you this so we can wrap. We have 3 minutes. I'm not sure if we're going to go on time. A couple of calls have dropped, so we know usually what that means. But I do want you to give out just so we can close out, you know, real quick, so I can close out the people online, you know, with that. All right. Okay. Go ahead. You got 1 minute. Close them out.
Okay, so after the lecture, I would say, we did the questionnaire. After the lecture, it's going to be what we always do in the Remix. I'll be back. I owe Miss Blue once a month, every month, and I've been paying up. So, of course, after the lecture, I'm going to come in and I'm going to talk about each and every one of you niggas. Each and every one of you
Remix niggas.
I'm going
to
talk so much shit. We'll do a chat and chill. And I'm going to talk about so much shit. I'm probably going to have to write shit down. I'm going to talk about every one of y'all niggas and it was how good it was to meet y'all and somebody shouldn't have worn those pants. I can't wait till Esther's ass getting it. Oh, Esther, you getting it, Esther.
All right.
Esther's going to get on the stage and do poetry. Esther, you going to get, on Cookie? You coming on there. We want to hear what you got going on. Black butterfly, you need to spread your wings.
Yes,
and fly, you butterfly. So I can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be great, you guys. Everyone, travel who is getting on the road to go to the lecture, Brother Panic. It's always great to have you in the house. If you're thinking about going to the lecture, definitely email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. If you want to get an herb pack or some of the other great things that he has for just your spiritual enlightenment, panic@panicpack@hotmail.com. I want to say peace and love. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. We got a busy week. Got a Blue Blast call this week. Updating your magic line. So we'll have some great things going in to take us into this energy we're just kind of being uttered into. So I just want to say, if you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it over on Facebook. And don't forget to download. So peace, much love, warm spirit, peace and love to each and every one of you. See you guys back here next week, Friday night. You know how we do. It's live in Remix. I'll see you guys back here. So peace and love, everyone. Yes, we're going to go ahead. Yes, we're
going to go into the overtime.
So what we're going to do is we're going to close out because I definitely think we're going to get closed out on. So peace, you guys. Much love. Don't forget, you can email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. So much love to each and every one of you. See you guys next week, Friday night, live in the Remix. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love. Okay. All right.